The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury Union High School football. All season long, catch every game, home and away, Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by
One Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together. 1CU.org, 7 Green Street in Virgins. Mike's Auto and Towing. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. See them online at mikesautomid.com. That's mikesauto, M-I-D-D.com. Foster Motors, home of the week care people on Route 7 in Middlebury. Mike's Fuels, for all your home, business, and agricultural needs, Route 22A in Bridport. Vermont Field Sports, don't let that big one get away. We'll help you hook them or bag them, Route 7 in Middlebury. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge. Join the movement and support local farms. McIntyre Services of Middlebury on Court Street and Exchange Street in Middlebury. Keeping friends warm for over 70 years. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury. Your true value hardware store. The National Bank of Middlebury. With locations in Middlebury, Virgins, Brandon, Bristol, and Hinesburg. Online at nbmvt.com. LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. Broughton's Big Country Hardware, home of Broughton's Farm Supply, Route 22A in Bridport. BigCountryHardware.com. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. Nadu's Play School South, promoting lifelong learning in a safe and caring environment. Route 7 in Ferrisburg. Countryside Carpet and Paint in Middlebury, your one-stop shop for flooring, paint, and window treatments. Stop in today and decorate the countryside way. Desabray's Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, 1232 Exchange Street in Middlebury, and with a drop-off location at Linda's Apparel in Virgins. Denneker Chevrolet, free Vermont state inspections for as long as you own your vehicle. Main Street Virgins and Route 7 Middlebury. Chevy, find new roads. Brown's Welding, steel fabrication, plus crane, forklift, and man lift rentals. Call 363-5619 or visit brownswelding.com. Autumn Gold Jewelry, they have the Earth's most beautiful gifts. Main Street in Middlebury. And J.P. Carrera and Sons Concrete, always ready to mix, and they guarantee a solid finish. Call them at 388-6363.
And now, with the call of today's game, here's Bjarke Sears and Alex Enescu on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
What a difference a week makes. You know, football, probably more sports than any other. One week can really swing a story, swing a season, really get us talking about very different things than we thought we would be. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to week 7 of the Tigers football season. I'm Bjarke Sears along with my partner Alex Enescu. And Alex, last week, before the game started, before last weekend, I think we probably thought going into this game, the Tigers versus the Rice Green Knights, that we'd be talking about one thing. Seems like we're going to have a pretty different storyline than we thought.
Exit Essex was truly a demoralizing game, with Essex really beating them in all aspects of the game. On the other side, we got Rice taking care of St. Johnsbury, which I think is an absolute shocker all across the league. No one really expected a 1-4 team to be able to handle that team the way they did.
No, it certainly was a surprise, certainly. Let me just check your connection here, Alex. It's early in the night, so we'll just make sure that you're all plugged in and ready to go. Sorry, folks at home, if you were or were not able to hear Alex. Alex, why don't you just say hi to us here?
Oh, hello, guys.
Oh, well, we're having a little... All right, we'll work on it in a second. That's right. So, last weekend, certainly a shocker. The shocker of the season, the shocker in recent time. The Rice Green Knights playing against St. Johnsbury. St. Johnsbury really had looked to be probably the preeminent team of the state in terms of what they had done so far this season, along with the Hartford Hurricanes. St. Johnsbury went to South Burlington, played against Rice Catholic High School, and Rice beat them by a score of 7-0. They shut down the high-scoring offense of the St. Johnsbury Hilltoppers, which I think sent a really surprise through everyone, especially since the week before, Rice had lost to Hartford by 42-14. So it was kind of a shocking situation that that happened. And then Middlebury, you know, an interesting game where we thought, okay, what's this going to look like? It was an important litmus test for the Middlebury Tigers. They really kind of threw one away. They fumbled it away and threw it away. Four turnovers, and they ended up losing 17-0. So for the Tigers, are they able to get back on track? Are they able to get themselves going in what looked like a kind of a get-right game? Now it looks like a very important game for both of these teams.
Of their season right now. If they're to win this one, then there's no doubt a lock for the playoffs, with this being their final regular season that they have games that they have so far. So huge game for them. They have the momentum. I heard an interview online where their starting quarterback was saying this is something that this team really needed, and they're coming into this game with more confidence in themselves that they can perform with just about anyone in this league.
So it's going to be a great night. It's going to be a great night for football. It's a beautiful night for football. We've been fortunate every week, I think, so far. Stars are starting to come out. The lights are on. It's starting to get dark. The leaves, we can't even see them anymore because it's just silhouette up against the beautiful sunset here at Doc Hollis Field in Middlebury. We'll be back with more of the pregame. Some Middlebury Tigers versus the Wright Green Knights as we run on towards the playoffs. You're listening to High School Football on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Fourth and Goal in Middlebury is stocked with all the Middlebury swag, including tees, hats, and sweatshirts for fans and athletes from kids to adults. The selection is so huge, you can support a different Middlebury team each day of the week, from Tiger football to Panther hockey, soccer, cross country, field hockey, and basketball. Just about any sport. Support your team with their clothing at Fourth and Goal, Main Street in Middlebury. Everything from the rink, court, field, pool, and diamond. Fourth and Goal has your local sportswear, and they've been supporting our local sports teams for over 33 years.
Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk grade dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergennes and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile, when you join the team, Team Denneker.
It's Tom Denneker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Denneker Chevrolet. Visit us at Denneker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Denneker deals, and we make you smile. At Denneker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Denneker Vergennes, or DennekerChevrolet.com.
Denneker Chevrolet.
When making home improvements, consider your options carefully.
Excuse me? Hello? I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Hi.
Oh, finally. I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Well, you're in the plumbing department, so...
So, you can't help me?
No.
Countryside Carpet and Paint is your hometown experts in paint, flooring, tile, and hardwood. Their advice is genuine, and they truly care about how your project comes together. Countryside Carpet and Paint in Middlebury.
Decorate the countryside away.
High school football is on. 92.1 WVTK.
What a difference a week makes. What a difference one advertising break makes. Alex, welcome to the program.
Wow, you can hear me now, huh? I'm back.
So, Alex, last week, let's talk about the Tigers for a minute. We got a chance to talk a little bit about the setup of the game. Let's talk a little bit about the Tigers last week going to Essex. I think we expected a tight-fought game, but I don't think we expected 17-0. What happened last week?
No, just mistakes on so many different levels. Tons of penalties a lot of times in the red zone. We saw fumbles on a number of occasions. Gleason threw a couple interceptions late and early on. Just a sloppy all-around game, blowing opportunities. there were times where they received the ball in great scoring position and weren't able to make anything happen. So they really shot themselves in the foot on a number of times. I don't think it was so much Essex beating them, except Middlebury was psyching themselves out.
Yeah, you know, we talked for quite a few games about how Middlebury hadn't really emerged to kind of what they were going to be. That was a combination of a couple things. That was a combination of them playing some inferior teams, no disrespect intended, but just from an analyst perspective, teams that really haven't turned out to have great records. So the Tigers could kind of do everything. They could run, they could pass, they could stop the run, they could stop the pass, and you didn't know how that was going to look as they went forward. Last week was one of those things of, okay, let's see who they are, and I think we learned a little bit who they are. They're not a big play team. They're not a team that's just going to explode. Partially when they go to make those big plays, there just hasn't been that many times where it seems like they've been able to put it together.
No, they don't really have those guys that can kick it into an extra gear and bust off these huge plays like we saw on a number of occasions that Essex did that night, having huge gains. They're not really that type of team. They're more of an inside-out kind of team that would rather drive it up the middle and throw maybe little lob passes and stuff like that. Nothing too fancy. And you can win like that. You can absolutely win like that. I'm looking to Gleason tonight. I think he really needs to have a big game. He needs to show out. And not so much big game in numbers-wise, but just kind of do what Dak Prescott is doing with the Cowboys right now, and just managing the team, getting touchdown passes when he has the opportunity, but not doing anything outside his comfort zone.
And what's funny is that's usually the Middlebury MO. You know, the last few years, it's been a quick strike team, especially 2 years ago with Austin Robinson and Bobby Ritter and those guys, Colin Hathaway, that team. They were a big strike team. And then last year, it was still there. It was still there. And this year, there's certainly the glimpses. We've had some great plays. Certainly, the game against St. Albans, where really Andrew won it by throwing it to Doug on those two plays where they scored touchdowns. So it does happen, but it's really a chunk team and a team that needs to play field position. The one important part of that element, though, if you're going to be a team that needs to play field position, you need to stop the run. Because you need to be able to keep that field position from getting flipped on you. If you're going to march it down to the 50 or the other side 40 and then give it to the other team at the 10, you then need to be able to keep them from marching back towards you. That, to me, is a place where the Tigers still need to tighten up. There are sometimes the defensive line tightens right up and does a great job and stuffs people. There are other times where people are getting right into that secondary pretty quickly. So to me, that's the balance they need to have. They need to play Tigers football tonight, run the ball up the middle, lots of Spencer Carpenter, lots of Trey Kaufman getting in between the tackles, and then really strong run defense tonight. That, to me, is going to be a key.
Yeah, and they're going to have a tall task on their hands, too. They're going up against Jax Fitzgerald, who had 211 yards last game on 41 carries, getting handed the ball often on a number of times. He even had the game's one touchdown right there, and that was against St. Johnsbury. So clearly, this is a run-heavy team that's going to be getting after it all game long. I think Middlebury knows what they need to do here, and they just need to go out there and execute it.
They do, and one thing to point out, too, if you have somebody running it 41 times, and you have Tigers who are going to touch the ball a bunch running, that clock is going to go by quickly. If teams are able to sustain drives, we could see not that many drives per quarter. It makes it even more essential that you do something on a lot of your drives. Not all of them, you know, that's never going to happen. But it's really important to maximize drives when you can, because you don't know how many times you're actually going to get the ball on either side.
No, I expect a very low-scoring game, very defensive. You look at this Rice side, they haven't put up more than 20 points in game all season, and they've been holding a lot of really quality teams to very few points. St. Johnsbury, 7 points. Champlain Valley Union, 6 points. They've been able to shut teams down, some of the top teams in this league, so they got a tough hand on the, they got a tough task on their hands tonight.
Yeah, you know, absolutely, and I wonder whether the Tigers are a high-scoring team or not. You know, it's one of those things I still haven't answered, really. They've had a lot of points in games. Those tended to be in the second half when things got away from some of those other teams. Remember, going into last week, Essex was the only team the Tigers have played that had a winning record. That's actually still true in this case. As tough as Rice seems to be because they just beat St. J, they still have a losing record. They come in at 2-4. Let's not lose sight of that. So that's important to keep in mind. Well, we're going to step aside here for a few moments as we tick off down to kickoff. You're listening to Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Brown's Lift Rental and Crane Service. In business for over 40 years, Brown's has 4 cranes, 14 to 70 ton capacity with OSHA certified operators and riggers. 40, 60, and 80 foot man lifts. Telehandler lifts 6 to 10,000 pound capacity. with or without operator. Two new mini excavators, 6 and 12,000 pounds, have been added to the fleet.
Give my Papa Craigie and his breakthrough a call. Found Lift Rental and Crane Service.
453-3351. That's 453-3351.
Is your car in need of repair? Do you need a tow or maybe just general maintenance? I'm Mike McGrath from Mike's Auto. Here at Mike's, we do it all. We tow cars, we fix cars, we sell cars. We have storage and U-Haul, we have master ASC certified techs, and we guarantee all of our work. So if your car or truck vibrates, rattles, whines, knocks, or just plain leaks, give us a call or hit us online at mikesautomid.com. You can even like us on Facebook. And remember, if we can't fix it, it ain't broke.
McIntyre Services in Middlebury has been serving Edison County residents for over 70 years, and the season is changing, and it's time now to think about heating oil. McIntyre Services has the fuel to keep you warm and burner service to keep that furnace running efficiently all winter long. McIntyre Services is also your local Sunoco dealer, and you can save big with the Sunoco Rewards Card. How does 5 cents off every single gallon at the pump sound? Start saving money now at their two locations, Exchange Street, Middlebury, and on Court Street, Middlebury. McIntyre Services of Middlebury, making friends warm for over 70 years.
Hi, this is Paul at Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. We carry a full line of compound bows, recurve bows, and crossbows from Parker, Bear Archery, PSE, 10 Point, Barnett, and Excalibur. So come on into the shop and take advantage of our superior customer service to tune up your bow and get dialed in for what's shaping up to be a great deer season. Remember, always hunt smart and hunt safe.
Hi, this is Adam at Broughton's Big Country Hardware in Bridport. With the biggest selection of Cub Cadet power equipment in the area, at Broughton's we carry the Cub Cadet models they won't show you at the big box store. Cub Cadet tractors, Cub Cadet zero turns, snow throwers. The Cub Cadet deals are on. Late season discounts, early bird specials, and with a parts service and warranty team, deal with the experts. Cub Cadet headquarters, hardware with a twist. Broughton's Big Country Hardware. It's the best time to buy a Cub Cadet. It's time to cut a deal at Broughton's, Route 22A, Bridport.
You're listening to MUHS Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, tonight, it's not just a fun game. It's not just a great game in the tradition of American football. It's a very, very important game for both of these teams. Welcome back, everybody, as we tick down towards the pregame here on 92.1 WVTK. I'm Bjarke Sears alongside Alex Sinescu. The Middlebury Tigers coming in with a good record, a record of 4-2. However, both of those losses being ones that they did not feel good about. Lots of turnovers in both cases, including last week being shut out by the Essex Hornets up at Essex Junction. For the Green Knights, they're coming in with a record of 2-4, but very important game, partially because it's their last game of the season. They do not play Week 8. And so this game will really determine a lot. Right now, according to the QPR rankings, which are compiled by Middlebury's own Sean Farrell for the state of Vermont, Rice right now sits in seventh place. The top eight teams in Division I get into the playoffs. Were they to win tonight, you'd have to think they'd feel pretty secure about their position going to the playoffs. For Middlebury, this weekend when they play against Rice, and then next weekend when they are at home against the currently number three CVU Redhawks, which will be right here at 92.1 WVTK, of course. These two games are going to determine a lot. Are they home? Are they away? Who are they playing against? If they have to start the year traveling across the state to St. Johnsbury or Hartford, they're not going to like that. So this is not just kind of last end of the season kind of what it is. It's 2 weeks that are really going to be huge to set their season up, both in terms of the standings, but also, I think, in terms of their own mentality, Alex.
No, yeah, absolutely. You know, if you look at this Middlebury team, if they're to lose this game right here, that'd be back-to-back losses going in against one of the best teams in the division for your final game, possibly losing three going in at a bottom spot in the playoffs and matching up with a team that maybe you're not ready for. So this is a huge game right here for the confidence of this team, for the stature of the team going forward. Same, as you said, is true on the other side. They win this game, they're just about locked up for the playoffs. So they're coming in on such an emotional high right now. You got to think they're going to bring it tonight.
So y'all, it'll be a great game. It'll be great to see what the boys bring out there. They're out warming up, both sides of the field. Coach is talking to them. Well, they do, Alex. Why don't you give us the starters here?
All right. For the Rice Knights, we got Richard Diemer III as the quarterback. The running backs tonight will be Jack Fitzgerald, Alexander Murray, Gregory Bolger. And the wide receiver tonight will be Alexander Bond. And for the line, it will be made up of Jacob Massino, David Wicks, Noah Viner, Robinson McCormick, and Shehan Van Dort. And for the Middlebury defense, we have Skylar Devlin. The tackles tonight will be Maverick Payne and Pat Messenger, with the nose guard Tyler Hutt in the middle. The corners will be Simon Fisher and Cody Pominville. The linebackers, Trey Kaufman and Spencer Carpenter. And our safeties, as always, are Andrew Gleason and Lane Sheldrick.
And that's a team capable on both sides of getting a lot of good things done, as we know. But also some questions, some holes maybe, that we'll have to see. What can the other team exploit? What can they do? What can they make happen here? Essential games for both teams, the Middlebury Tigers and the Rice Green Knights here tonight. Certainly that defensive line has done a very good job this season. Last week we ended up talking about Skylar Devlin quite a bit, but Maverick Payne was the J.P. Carrera player of the game. He really excelled and played very well from his position. It was hard, you know, the defense held in there. You get 17 points, especially given that one of those touchdowns was on a fumble recovery by the team. Defense had nothing to do with that. It was the other defense coming back across the field. They only allowed 10 points.
I mean,
so they did a pretty good job.
Yeah, you can look at anyone on that defensive line and say they're absolutely having a great season. I think it's one of the most stable areas for this team. Week in and week out, we're kind of getting the same things out of Maverick Payne and Pat Messenger, always talking about them. So yeah, they got to have a big night tonight. They're going to be having a very run-heavy team.
Yeah, it's going to be up to them to set the tone and really allow the Tigers to gain that field position and kind of win that field possession battle. Well, we're ticking along here. I have to say, Alex, you pointed out stands are pretty light here. Must be people are at home waiting to listen to us.
Yeah, it's either that or it's a little too cold for them here. You know,
well,
I'm a little bundled down.
You can always solve that by listening to the game on 92.1 WVTK for sure. But, of course, it'll fill in as time goes along. We've got some smoke coming from the backyard barbecuers over on the right side. The pickup truck's turned and the tailgaters doing their work. And the captains are out there on the field talking over with the officials. Any last-minute thoughts, Alex, as we get towards the beginning of this game?
Oh, boy.
We talked about a lot of things.
We've kind of covered it all. I just look for them to have a really good game tonight. They really need to come out early. If they can put up points tonight against this team, I don't think that Rice can hang with them. You know, they haven't shown any sort of offensive stability all year. So I look for Andrew Gleason to get something going very early. A little bit of Lane Sheldrick would be great.
Yeah, and I think also another thing, don't leave the ball in precarious situations. Last week where they had three of the turnovers were on times where the balls were up in the air. One was on a pitch out to Lane Sheldrick. He hadn't gotten a lot of pitch outs. It was in that space between Andrew and Lane where it got lost, and then it was two interceptions as well. So I look for the Tigers to do old-fashioned Tiger football, to pound the rock. I see, anticipate lots of Spencer Carpenter in this game, running behind the interior of that line, Nick Beattie, Yaro Pereira, and Nate Warren. Expect to see them really kind of go after that, kind of grind this game out, and really play Tiger football as we tick down towards the end of the regular season. It's week 7. Hard to believe. Seems like we just got started.
Yeah, it's really been ticking along. I think part of it's the fact that the weather hasn't really gone bad on us. It kind of feels almost as nice as when we started.
Yeah. You know, it really has been a remarkable year. And you have to wonder, to some degree, whether that's going to affect the teams as the playoffs come in, you know? If there comes out and there's a situation where you have tough weather, you know, wet sledding, those different kind of things, will these teams, will any of the teams be prepared for that? It also has to do with surface. Tigers play on a grass field. Other teams play on turf field. Sometimes that can make a difference, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, you got to like the fact that all the teams are, for the most part, playing on Friday, so they've all had comparable weather game in and game out, so no one's coming in with some sort of weather advantage, having played in something more than other teams. Maybe experience is a factor when it comes to that as well.
Yeah, so tonight, all that is out the window. It's perfect conditions for football, even cool enough that the players won't tighten up, won't do anything else from that. Really good night to play football and get a lather on. It's a thought as we wait to tick down here towards the beginning of the game. Just a thought, we like to tell people at home what some of the other games are on the schedule to keep track of. Some of the games that certainly matter in terms of the QPR and situations like that. Colchester and South Burlington matters because Colchester has a chance to come up and get closer to Rice and Middlebury in the standings. Rutland will be at BFA St. Albans. Rutland right now sits in sixth. If they are at BFA, that means if they're able to beat the Bob Whites, then Rutland would really be helped out in the QPR. So that'll be an interesting one to see. CVU will be at Mount Anthony. Mount Abraham, for the local fans, will be at Otter Valley. Essex will be at Brattleboro. That'll be an interesting game. Essex doing well.
Yeah.
You know, but how are they going to do against Czech Chiquita in the game? We'll find out more, and we'll find out tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah,
we're Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, two unpredictable teams I was going to say there. And you can't forget about the Hartford-St. Johnsbury game, too. That game essentially decides number one.
It does. It's going to be a great one. We'll be right back. You're listening for the kickoff. You're listening to High School Football on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Look under your feet. That's concrete. And whether it's at home, on the farm, or in the workplace, concrete makes up foundations, sidewalks, barnyards. There are lots of uses for concrete in Addison County, but there's only one place to get it. J.P. Carrera and Sons. Their state-of-the-art plant, modern fleet of red, white, and blue trucks, and experienced drivers ensure the quality and efficient delivery of your concrete, crushed gravel, wash sand, and stone. Route 116 Middlebury, 388-6361. J.P. Carrera, the name in concrete.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
This is Tiger Football on Addison County's WVTK, Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, we've done the best to set the game up for you we can to give you all the storylines. At a certain point, the time for talk is over. The time for play has begun. Now is the time as Rice comes out to take the field, as do the Middlebury Tigers, still standing there getting the last minute instructions from Coach Smith as they go to take the field. Rice will be kicking off to the Middlebury Tigers. The Tigers will be going from right to left on your radio dial. They will be receiving the ball. This is not the way they typically like to start a game. But they will be having Trey Kaufman and Pearson Beatty returning the kickoff to start. A little bit of a mix-up here, a little bit of a change from how they've usually started games.
No, but I think it's a chance for this team to kind of get off on the right foot right here, get those jitters out offensively, and just get to what they're trying to do.
It's Middlebury Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK, Port Henry. Here we go. Middlebury Tigers 4-2, Rice 2-4, but it's more even than you would think from that. Yeah, a lot to learn tonight. And here we go. And the kicker approaches the ball. He kicks it from the 40. It's kind of a bouncy kick. It's going to head bounce at the 20, head over. Pearson decides whether or not to pick it up. He picks it up at the 8. He's running along the sideline, tries to come back towards the middle. Not a huge hole, but gains a few yards. The Tigers are going to go out and start their first drive at about the 22-yard line.
I look for them to run it early and often in this drive right here as well.
Yeah, you would have to think a healthy dose of Spencer Carpenter would certainly be a way to start this out. Week 7 of the Middlebury Tigers football season and the Rice Green Knights football season. Rice, of course, is a Catholic private high school in South Burlington, Vermont. And Andrew Gleason under center with three running backs, no wide receivers. Andrew drops back. He heads it to Trey Coffin coming from right to left. Nice job by Trey. Nice hole on the right side there. Line opening up a spot. He plows forward for a gain of about 6. He's going to be at the 29-yard line.
Fitzgerald and company on the stop. Going to bring up a second and 4.
It's going to be about 2nd and 4 for the Tigers here. Nice start there for them. That 6-yard run by Coffin. Gleason under center. This time he has same three running backs set up. Two tight ends in to help block. And Gleason goes back, and he keeps it himself over on the right side, running forward, gets about to the first down marker before somebody puts a helmet on him. I think they're going to have the first down.
Yeah, it's going to be close. And, yeah, they give it to him right there. The first thing I'm noticing looking at this Rice team right now is the size of their linebackers. They got some big guys lined up in the back, and that's going to cause a lot of problems in that second level.
Jack Fitzgerald, who you mentioned as being a major ball carrier, I believe he's a linebacker out there.
And that was the main guy I was thinking right there, number 12, Jack Fitzgerald. He looks like a huge guy.
Looks like a big guy. And the Tigers, same setup. Here's Gleason under center. He's got Paul Deering now in the backfield with him. However, they hand it off to Coffin, who plows forward. Really no gain on that run. No gain, just went into the line and got stuffed.
Tigers football is brought to you by Jake Carrera and Sons Concrete. Always ready to mix, and they guarantee a solid finish. Call them at 388-6363.
Middlebury Tigers, 2nd and 10 on their own 34, early in the first quarter. Gleason's with his three running backs in the double wing. Gleason under center. He's got Deering moving from his left to the right. It's Carpenter. Nice hole up the middle on the side of Yaro Pereira. Able to gain forward about 7 yards on that burst. I think that's what we expect to see tonight. Spencer Carpenter, early and often.
Yeah, I know it's early, but what we're seeing from this Middlebury team right now is exactly what we want. A lot of patience on offense. They're fine getting those little four-yard pickups every time. And they can run so many different angles at you that it's hard to guess what seam exactly they're trying to hit.
Gleason under center, Deering in there still, going from left to right. Turns, and it's right into Carpenter's gun again. Carpenter going forward. This time it looks like he's going to have the first down. Nice job there by the young man. Last two run plays resulted in a first down.
Tigers football is brought to you by 4th and Goal. Everything for the rink, court, field, and diamond. Main Street in Middlebury.
10 minutes to go in the first quarter. Tigers 1st and 10 from their own 45. Nothing but old-fashioned Tiger football. Everything has been in the double wing with two tight ends with their feet, hands on the ground. Gleason under center. He goes back. He hands it to Deering this time. Deering tries that right side. He's wrapped up pretty quickly as he crosses the line of scrimmage. Gets brought down after a gain of about 2. Looked like that was Kevin LaMontagne on the tackle for the Knights.
You got to think that they work with Gleason a lot this week, too, on his handoffs and getting his arm out there quicker and making these exchanges a lot more clean and fluid. So far, he's looked great getting his ball into the running back's hands so they can get going right in the backfield quickly.
Yep, pretty safe stuff here so far, and it's working for the Tigers here as they're set up with a 2nd and 8 from their own 47 and a half. Gleason goes back right to Carpenter again. Big hole up the middle. Absolutely busts it up. Turns it into a 10-plus yard gain. He's going to be down at the 45. That was a 10. That was, oh, got to the 40. I take that back. 15-yard gain for Spencer Carpenter.
Vintage Spencer Carpenter right there, too.
So the 13-yard gain, actually. The Tigers are now on the 40 of the Green Knights, 1st and 10. Gleason goes back, keeps it himself on the right side, able to hold it. Nice holes on that side. Tigers are really doing work here. They're getting 7-8 yards of gas here. That was a 7-yard gain for Andrew Gleason. Nothing fancy. He's not juking. They're just going to holes being created by the offensive line.
Nope, the ball hasn't left anyone's hands, and they're just moving the ball up the field really steadily right now. It's at the 8:30 mark, and they moved it about 30 yards.
Andrew Gleason coming over and talking to the officials here. Cody Pominville going in. Maybe Andrew had a equipment malfunction here. He's over talking to the officials trying to adjust his helmet. So Cody Pominville in, 2nd and 4 for the Tigers. Cody's under center. He turns around and he hands it off to Carpenter quickly. Probably a good safe call to go with your backup quarterback in there. Carpenter gets stuffed pretty quickly. So for the Tigers, it is going to be 3rd and 4.
Yeah, good safe play there. Last time we saw Gleason leave, I think it was also during the Essex game for a little bit, we saw an interception thrown by the backup quarterback there. So great play, just keeping it safe and continuing what they've been doing on this drive.
So the Tigers, as good as this drive is going, they face an important play here. It's actually going to be 3rd and 3 from the 32 of the Green Knights. You'd have to think this is 2-down territory here for the Tigers. Gleason under center with his three running backs. It's a handoff to Kaufman coming from right to left. Kaufman got brought down. The officials are standing on 2 different marks. It'll be interesting to see whose they go with. They're saying it's a first down. So first down there on that run by Coffin. 3-yard gain.
Happened a few times that they barely picked up that first down so far in this drive.
And they are busting it right up the middle. There has been no lateral stuff to the outside. Nothing extra they're trying to get. Just really working up. And the line's doing a great job of putting gaping holes here so far for these guys.
Well, one thing that Middlebury has.
Simon Fisher in the game for the Tigers. Go ahead.
One thing that they have is a lot of power. So when they want to get going, they can get these guys into gaps really easily.
Gleason under center. He hands it off to Simon Fisher. Comes left right. Nice job on the right side. He busts through the hole. He leaves everybody behind. Almost down to the touchdown zone. Got driven out at about the four-yard line. What an explosion by the young man. When he went through, he got between the guard and the tackle and just scooted off.
Well, we were talking about a lack of speed on this Middlebury team, but we saw it right there from Simon Fisher, a guy who hasn't gotten a lot of carries this season, but he busted that one off.
And the Tigers now are set up first and down and three from the three-yard line. What a run by Simon Fisher. And it's Gleason under center. He's got Carpenter behind him. Fisher on one side, Kaufman on the other. Gleason goes back, and it is two. Gleason keeps himself over to that right side. Is he going to get it? Man had his hands on him as he turned. Doesn't look like he's going to have it. He's going to have right on the goal line. It's going to be second and short for the Tigers, just knocking on the Green Knights' door. 6:47 left to go in the first quarter. Score still tied, 0-0. Tigers looking to make something happen here.
Yeah, can't get much closer than that. You got to think that they're going to hand it off to Spencer Carpenter or maybe Kaufman, someone who can just punch this in.
Yep, or we've seen Andrew Gleason often go with a quick snap here. First and second and 1 yard line to get to the end zone. We'll see if Andrew just decides to take it. Andrew under center. He's got Trey coming from right to left, and it is going to go to Carpenter up the middle. And it is a touchdown, a 1 yard plunge for Spencer Carpenter. And the Tigers walk all the way down the field and score on their first possession.
You got to love that. You know, Rice hasn't put up more than two touchdowns in a single game this year. So that's huge right now. Getting a deficit on this team and making them play from behind, it's crucial.
Carpenter with that 1 yard run. That is his, by my count, that is his fifth touchdown run of the season. Doug DiLorenzo in for the extra point. The snap is up. It's down. It is good. Middlebury Tigers ahead 7-0. 6 minutes left to go in the first quarter. We'll be back. You're listening to High School Football on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services of One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
This is where the Middlebury Tigers play. 92.1 WVTK.
And it was after a 13-play drive. The Middlebury Tigers took about half of the first quarter. The Middlebury Tigers scored on a Spencer Carpenter plunge. They're now ahead 7-0. They just kicked off to the Green Knights. Rice was able to return it to their 32-yard line. This is where they are going to start their first possession of the evening. It's going to be Richard Diemer in at quarterback, the sophomore in the shotgun. He has two receivers and two running backs right now. And Diemer hands it off to the big fullback. Huge holes up the middle for the big guy, and he's rumbling along. This is Jack Fitzgerald. 10-yard run, and I hate to say it, but finding that hole looked pretty easy for Fitzgerald.
Yeah, you know, on that first play, you can already see Jack Fitzgerald is going to be a problem for this team, same way he was for St. Johnsbury. He looks menacingly huge out there, almost Gronkowski big in comparison to the people he's playing against.
Yeah, and I think a comparison in size, Cech Chiquite from Brattleboro, probably a similar thing. Does he have the explosiveness? We're not sure. Maybe 217, I think you said 218 or something yards last week. Might give an indication that he may. We'll see how the Tigers handle it. And it is the quarterback going back. He's throwing it downfield a little too high. Had his man over on the sideline. Threw it high to Gregory Bolger. Bulger not able to bring it in. It's going to be second and 10 for Rice from their own 43.
Yeah, quick check if they got the air game going right now. I could see this team easily trying to have a little dynamic game going back and forth, not relying as heavily as on Jack Fitzgerald as they did in the previous game.
And Deemer back in the shotgun. He's got Fitzgerald behind him. He's calling for it, and he takes it at his. Fitzgerald up the middle, and this time the Tigers kind of coalesce around him after he gains about 2 yards. Nice job there. The Tigers are stiffening. It's going to be third and 8 for the Green Knights here. 5:20 left to go in the first quarter, trailing 7-0. Actually, it's going to be third and about 7.
Tigers football is brought to you by One Credit Union, your locally owned credit union. One Credit Union, Green Street in Vergennes.
And here they come up to the line. It is Deemer in the shotgun. Deemer has it. He pitches it over to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald manages to avoid guys. Guys got a lot of Tigers going with him. Two Tigers took each other out, but it didn't matter. It was Simon Fisher who came down and was able to take him down. Tigers kind of strung him along there. And it's fourth down. This is going to have to be a punt for Rice. Middlebury has to love how this game has started.
And you can see how the speed of Simon Fisher worked out right there. He was going to get around that edge if it wasn't for him and maybe bust that off for a 10-yard game. Simon Fisher able to close down that outside.
Nice job by the other Tigers as well to kind of stretch that out. So it is going to be a punt. And it looks like we have Gleason and Pominville in to return it for the Tigers. And the punt is up. Pretty good punt. And Gleason is going to call for the fair catch at the 24. That's where the Tigers are going to begin. So the Middlebury Tigers, certainly a lot to like in that first drive. The first two drives, really, offensively and defensively.
Oh, yeah. They look focused, to say the least, right now on both sides of the football. Guys are tuned in. No errors, really, too. You know, that's a big thing that I saw so far there.
So they take the field, leading by a score of 7-0. 4:16 left to go in the first quarter. Again, nothing fancy. I think every time tonight they have had the same setup. Two tight ends in with their hands on the ground, basically a long extended offensive line, and three running backs. And this time it is going to be exchanged from Carpenter. Gleason looked a little sticky, but that doesn't matter. Spencer Carpenter able to grab it and worm his way forward for about a 5-yard gain or so, maybe a little less.
And if Middlebury could keep this up, this could be the game that they kind of find their identity and something that works for them. A lot of times when the run game isn't working out, very unlike tonight, they go away from it and they start to do other things and kind of look for what's working for them on that night. But if they continue to do this, so far the other team has shown nothing that they can stop it.
Second and 6 for the Tigers from their own 28. There's movement. That was the second time that the running back has moved. The first time the Green Knights called for it. The play is running itself out, but this is going to be against the offense, I believe. Certainly should be for a false start on the running back. That actually happened two plays in a row. And so this is going to be coming backwards for the Tigers. Paul Deering jumped a little bit on that play. Officials are talking it over.
Inadvertent flag.
That's all tremendous. Right. Wow, it was that was an interesting call, especially since you even heard people other places in the press box yell out, "Oh, come on that play." So certainly looked like moving. I think the Tigers did, in all honesty, got away with one there. They'll certainly like it. It is going to be. They gave them the first down, 1st and 10 on that.
All right.
It was such an apparent flag, I didn't really do the play-by-play. That'll teach me. Go all the way to the whistle, Sears. Go all the way to the whistle. That's what they would tell me. All right. So we'll give a 7-yard gain there to Carpenter, who was able to run it up, and it is going to be the Tigers. Say it again. So Andrews got the 1st and 10 at his own 35. Gleason under center, he turns and he hands it off to Carpenter, bashing his way up the middle, stopped by a gang, including Fitzgerald, after a gain of about 4. Absolutely nothing fancy there, just finding a hole between his guard and his tackle and just leaning forward and churning.
No, pretty similar to what we saw on that first drive where they put together 13 plays. And this wears on a defense being on the field as much as they are. Even this early on in the game, back-to-back plays, running it, having to consecutively make hits, that takes a toll on you.
And there they go, lined up again, same formation, double wing, two tight ends, Gleason under center. And Gleason gets it back, he's going to hang on to it, he's going to hand it off to Deering, coming from the right to the left, goes out of bounds after giving a first down. Take that back, it was Lane Sheldrick. Finke going to have a nice little gain there. He's going to get up to the 50-yard line.
And at this point, I think we've seen just about every back they have, at least the starters, and a couple runs by Simon Fisher, where we've seen a lot of big plays out of everyone. Now, I wouldn't say big. That's a little bit of an exaggeration, but strong
but nice,
plays. Strong,
you know,
plays.
Plays where it's a 6 or 7 yard average most of the time, I would say. And what that does, you know, two plays, first downs, that gets you first down, that gets you a long way. First time tonight we have a wide receiver, Cohen Promenville, in the game at wide receiver. It is going back over to the left side for Sheldrick. Huge hole on the left side. Spencer Carpenter with some excellent lead blocking for the fullback position. And a huge gain of about 14 there for Sheldrick.
And a little bit of frustration from this Rice defense on that one as well.
Yeah, you know, they've got to be. You're playing so well. You feel like you just came and just did a fantastic job against St. Jay, and now you're here playing against the Tigers, and they're just opening huge holes on you. I mean, left side of the offensive line, right side of the offensive line. Spencer Carpenter, excellent blocking on that play. I mean, just everybody's putting a hat on a hat, and really, Tigers are winning every man-on-man battle here tonight. Placed under center, still with Palmanville on the left. Three running backs. Kaufman in motion from left to the right. This time, Trey takes it right up the middle, following Spencer. Straight up the middle, all sorts of people all over him. Gets brought down, but not before he gains about 6 yards on that carry. A gang of Green Knights coming off of him, including number 65, Dylan Bayer.
And let's not give too much credit to these Middlebury backs right now either. They're getting a lot of help from their line right now. Great blocks, creating stuff for them downfield. Nate Warren and Yara Pereira are looking great.
Second and three from the Rice 29-yard line. Tigers trying to run up the middle. Not much of a gain. Ball squeaks out, but Gleason has it. Looks like they're actually going to give them the forward progress on that run by Coffin.
Yeah,
no gain on the play.
Down.
Yeah, they gave them forward progress, but it is still the Tigers leading 7-0 with 1:26 left to go in the first quarter. Tigers are walking their way down the field again. They're set up with a 3rd and 2 with the 28 of Rice. Gleason under center, 1 wide receiver, 3 running backs. Gleason calls it out. He's got Sheldrick in motion. He hands it to Sheldrick, coming from right to left. Sheldrick gets hauled down in the backfield. Excellent grip strength. That was Fitzgerald, was able to re-grab onto his jersey and actually haul him down with one hand. Tigers are going to be looking at a 4th and about 5.
Yeah, they might just go for it with this much room left. You know, not too much yards to make up. Punting it wouldn't make too much sense. I look to them to actually take a stab and try and put this game with a little bit of space between the two teams.
Well, 4th and 4, you have to figure the way Carpenter's been running it, the way everybody's been running it. Yeah, you absolutely take that chance here. They're going to move Cody Pavenville over to the right side this time to have a wide receiver over there. They're on the left hash mark. 4th and 4 from Rice's 30. Tigers, however, are going to call a quick timeout.
Yeah.
We're going to keep it right here.
All right, Tigers football is brought to you by Autumn Gold's Jewelry, featuring the Earth's most beautiful gifts, Main Street in Middlebury, and autumngoldjewelry.com.
So for the Tigers, certainly in a nice possession here. They've been able to walk all the way down the field. They walked down the field the first time around. And this time they're just kind of doing it again. You have to feel great if you're the Tigers of the way this game has started.
You know, I don't think we've seen them start out this strong since that Mount Anthony game at the beginning of the season where they came out and put up a lot of points. Stronger in the second half in that game as well, too. But they've looked very focused so far and looked like they have a unified goal in this game, and it's not to lose.
Well, yeah, and you have to wonder also what having a real strong vision kind of does for you. I think we've seen the vision tonight. There's only been a few plays where they've had anything but 2 tight ends with their hands on the ground and 3 running backs. So I think they've had a clear idea of what they're going to try to do, what they're going to do. There's been no pass attempts so far. And maybe that's calmed them down a little bit. Just go out and do what you do. A lot of responsibility in the offensive line. Gleason under center. Here it is. 4th and 4. He hands it off to Carpenter. Oh, no. Gleason rolls back. He looks downfield. He's got Palmanville almost intercepted. Middlebury Tigers decide this time to go for that kind of big play, and like other weeks, they almost gave it away. That went out of the hands of the defensive back.
You almost hope he picked it off because it would have put them on the 5-yard line. Now they're getting the ball up at the 35. But yeah, you know, it wasn't a bad play call, really. Palmanville had him beat over the top. Gleason was a little short on the throw. Maybe should have taken it earlier, waited a little too long back there. But I do like the play call there.
Yeah, I mean, and that's great. I guess from my perspective, you've been churning out 6, 7, 8 yards on every run. A run of less than 4 yards has been a surprise tonight. and I think you could have had that first down easily as opposed to something where everything has to go perfectly your way. But it is Rice down by 7 with the ball. Fitzgerald gets the handoff, and he churns forward. Not a huge gain up the middle, maybe about 2. Rice is going to have 2nd and 8 from their own 32-yard line after that turnover on downs by the Middlebury Tigers. Middlebury is leading by, actually, we're going to go to the end of the first half.
There
at the end
go.
Of the first half, the Middlebury Tigers are leading the Rice Green Knights by a score of 7-0 on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
For just what you need to get your weekend project done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack.
Well, these leaves aren't going to rake themselves. I better get to it.
Hey, Martin, it looks good. I'm going to get the leaf blower and help.
Oh, no, Kathleen, that's fine. I've got it.
No, really, Martin, I know you like to do things for yourself, but let me help.
Wait.
Oops, how did that happen?
Probably when you spun around in a circle. Seriously, I'm covered in leaves. It looks like I did nothing out here.
Well, if you use the leaf blower, you'll get it back into one pile in no time.
Ah, give that to me.
Martin, you have some leaves in your hair.
Come get all your fall needs from Martin's Hardware. Weather stripping to tighten your house up for the winter, rakes, and let's not forget the leaf blowers.
Or you could just ask Martin to come and rake. Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and on Route 7 in Middlebury.
Behind every project is a true value.
Now back to Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And it's back. It's the second quarter. The Rice Green Knights and the Middlebury Tigers. Rice just picked up a 6-yard run by Fitzgerald. It's going to be 3rd and 3 here for the Knights on this play. Knights are set up at their own 37-yard line. And it is Deemer back in the shotgun. He's got Fitzgerald behind him at 3 wide receivers. Fitzgerald right up the middle. Excellent job by Skyler Dellen. Fitzgerald pops out to the left side. He's running away from people. He's being pursued to the right side. 20, 15, down to the 10, down to the 5. Walks in. Pearson Beatty and Andrew Gleason were unable to get him. Boy, that boy has some wheels.
Yeah, he does when he got out in the space. You know, he doesn't cut too hard, but once he's out there, he's a hard guy to bring down. A lot of long strides.
60-yard run there by the young man.
Well,
like he had been stuffed at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, he hadn't done too much before that, but, you know, he was able to break that one off. He's a big guy. He's hard to bring down. The Tigers have had issues with guys like that, not tackling at the legs and having guys come out of that scrum and bust it out to the outside once the defense collapsed in on what they thought was a tackle.
You know, I have to say, we wondered about, I compared the size to Cheick Tiquite. I think that was at least as much speed, if not more. That was tremendous speed that he just shipped on that play. And the kicker is in. The snap is up. The kick is good for Connor O'Brien. Rice has tied it up 7-7, 11 minutes left to go in the second quarter. 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile, when you join the team, Team Deniker.
It's Tom Deniker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Deniker Chevrolet. Visit us at Deniker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Deniker deals, and we make you smile. At Deniker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Deniker Virgens, or DenikerChevrolet.com.
Deniker Chevrolet.
High school football is on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, it only took an instant. The Tigers were nicely in control of this game for the first bit, for the first quarter. Done a great job on long drives, managing to score once, turning it over on downs the second time. And maybe being a little optimistic on that offensive play came back to haunt them. They handed it over to the Green Knights, and then boom, a 60-yard run by Jack Fitzgerald later. This game is tied up. Green Knights are kicking it away to the Tigers from their own 40. It's going down. It bounces out of the hands of Pearson Beatty. He picks it up at the 14. He's running it back upfield. Nice job finding a hole in the middle. He's going to get dropped out at the 29. Tigers are going to take over. The score tied 7-7 with 11 minutes left to go in the second quarter.
You hope that the Tigers don't get too rattled by that, and they still look to all the good things they've done in this game and stick with the game plan. You know, nothing's changed. Nothing's changed here.
No, it hasn't. It's still a tight game. You know, I think wonder if it's an impact of having, or whether there could be an impact of having players go both ways. It was Gleason and Beatty who were not able to bring Fitzgerald down at the 5-yard line. Does that stick with them in some sort of way? Hopefully not. All right, it is Andrew under center, same setup. He's got his three running backs, two tight ends down in a hand on the ground position. All right, Gleason under center. He's got Kaufman moving from right to left. He goes back. He hands it to Carpenter. Busts forward right into the chest of Jack Fitzgerald, who's waiting for him. But it's a 6-yard gain for Spencer on that first run.
Fitzgerald on the stop. Ball out to the 36.
Tigers is going to be second and four or so. Second and a long four from the Tigers 36. 10:30 left to go in the first quarter. Game tied. Andrew Gleason under center with his three running backs. Paul Deering moving from right to left. Spencer Carpenter trying to bust up the middle, trying to make some work on the inside the middle of that offensive line. And he gained about three or so. It's going to be third down and about one coming up for the Tigers.
Yeah, like a long one, too, it kind of looks like from here, too. Tigers football is brought to you by Mike's Auto and Towing. For all your car care needs and more, see them online at mikesautomidd.com. That's mikesautomidd.com.
Gleason's back. He's got Deering moving. He's going to hand it to Deering. He's going to follow Carpenter. Nice hole on the right side. He's able to run through a tackle and get up to the 47. That was a nice 8-yard gain there for Paul Deering. Excellent blocking again by Spencer Carpenter.
Man, I was scared on that one. Paul Deering was holding it in his right arm, and he almost got stripped there, yanked on the ball. Fortunately, he's able to hold on to it. You can't have mistakes like that this game.
Middlebury Tigers, even though it's got tied up by Rice, they're moving again. It's first and 10 on their own 48-yard line, looking to get across midfield on this next play. Andrew Gleason is under center. This time he has one tight end up standing on the far side. It's Marty Nemo. He goes back. He hands it to Kaufman going from right to left. Nice space there being led by Paul Deering over there on the right side. Nice gain of eight as he just follows Paul Deering down the field.
Yeah, you love it when Kaufman gets some speed going in the backfield. He looks menacing when he's coming right at you. When he likes the contact, he embraces it.
Tigers are continuing to cycle through these running backs. Simon Fisher just came on for Paul Deering. So whereas early in the season, we tended to see kind of one or two people taking the reps from that side, generally tonight it's been Spencer Carpenter, fullback, Trey Kaufman at one running back, and then a rotating group at the other. Gleason under center with three running backs. Gleason comes back. He's going to hand it to Fisher, who absolutely blows a tire. As he tries to come around the corner, he just slips, and that is going to be no gain on the run. It's going to be third, and in fact, it's going to be a loss of about two. It's going to be third and four for the Tigers.
Yeah, that's what we talked about with this natural grass. You know, it's getting late in the season. They don't have the same maintenance on the field that NFL ones do, and you start to see that wear and tear right in the middle of the field, and I think that's what happened to Fisher there.
Gleason under center. This time he's going to hold it himself. He throws it back to Fisher. It's on the ground. He manages to keep picking up, but it's going to be a big loss. Back out to the original line of scrimmage. There's a loss of about 6 yards on that play. Almost a fumble again by the Tigers on a pitch out. And now it is going to be fourth and 11 or so for the Tigers. One would have to think they're going to punt it away here.
Yeah, you know, I didn't like that pitch out at all. There was a lot of space in between the two guys. The ball traveled through the air maybe 6 yards before it got to him, and he wasn't really expecting it either. Not a good play call right there at all. Fortunate that that wasn't a worse.
Yeah, I'm not sure Andrew had to give it away that quickly either. No. He didn't have defenders coming up on him yet. And it is DiLorenzo back at the 32, waiting to punt it away. It's a little high, but Doug can bring it in. He's able to. It's going to be a short punt, though. Yeah, Rice is going to have to be careful not to touch it. Oh, it takes a nice Middlebury bounce. Bounces down to the 21-yard line. And that's where Rice is going to take over. Tied with the Middlebury Tigers, 7-7, with 7:35. That's 7 minutes and 35 seconds left to go in the second quarter. Rice has to be feeling positive after the last drive. Huge 60-yard run by Jack Fitzgerald. They have to be excited about what they can do against the Tigers now.
Tigers football is brought to you by Foster's Motors, home of the We Care People, Route 7 in Middlebury, and Mike's Fuel for all your home, business, and agricultural needs, Route 22A in Bridport.
And here come the Green Knights up to the line. They've got Deamer back. He has a fullback next to him. He has Fitzgerald behind him. He has two wide receivers. And it's going to go to Fitzgerald up the middle. Fitzgerald decides not to take one hole, busts it over to the right. He has a man hanging off of him, and yet is able to redistribute his weight and push forward for a gain of maybe two on that run.
But again, where are they hanging on to him? Around the waist. They need to get around those feet. He was able to pick up a yard or two extra there because his feet were still able to keep moving. They got to grab, especially these big guys, you got to grab them low so you stop them at the wheels.
It is second and eight for the Green Knights here from the 24, actually we'll say second and nine from the 23-yard line. And it's Deamer going back, Fitzgerald again, all right side. Nice job by Trey Offen, comes up and meets him at the line of scrimmage, drives him backwards. Say there's a loss of a two on that play. So every single play so far this game for Rice, except for one attempted pass, has been a rush by Jack Fitzgerald.
I think we know what to expect for the rest of this game here.
To be fair, it's only been eight plays, yeah. Right? They had a pretty short drive the first time that amounted to nothing, and then Fitzgerald ran it three times, busted out the 60-yarder. So far, however, this drive, they haven't gone anywhere. It's third and 10 from the 20. It is Deamer back in the shotgun, Fitzgerald behind him. Three wide receivers. It goes to Deamer. Deamer looks back to pass. The ball is tipped. It was DiLorenzo, as he so often does, coming from the left side, was able to bat that pass. And it's going to be a punting down for the Green Knights. They're going to be punting away from their own 20. Great field position potential for the Tigers.
Well, other than that one defensive collapse against Jack Fitzgerald where he busted off that 60-yard run, the defenses look fairly strong.
They have, and certainly pressure there as we've seen all season from Doug DiLorenzo. This kick is going to be kicked by Connor O'Brien. He's going to be at the 8-yard line. That's where he's going to let go. Movement. This is, might be movement against the Tigers. This is what I saw in the corner of my eye. It's hard to say whether or not they were brought off by the Knights. Looks like they're pointed against the Tigers. Just keep it in mind, though, it is 4th and 11. It should still be 4th down here for the Green Knights.
Yeah, it was a number of Tigers.
Yeah, it's 5-yard down, so it's going to be 4th and 6.
All right.
But even so, they move it a little bit, so Cody Pominville and Andrew Gleason back up. They're going to be waiting at their own 44 instead of at about the 50. And O'Brien's going to be punting it this time from the 14. And O'Brien waits for it. And here comes the snap. It's a good snap. It's clean. Goes away. Almost gotten to by a defender, but it is high. Good job by a Tiger to get out of the way there. And the ball is just going to die at the 46. That's where Middlebury is going to take over. And here comes the gang. So far, they've had some good productivity, even though it's looked good a lot. One drive stalled far down the field. Another one didn't go quite as far before it stalled. Of course, that first drive was a touchdown. Tigers are coming out for their fourth drive. 6 minutes left to go in the second quarter, tied 7-7 with Rice.
Well, if they can put a drive together like they did to start off this game, you'll leave about zero time left on this clock and can hopefully go into halftime feeling pretty confident with the lead.
Tigers with a different look. Two wide receivers out on each side, three running backs. But same old thing with Carpenter bashing up the middle, and he's really rumbling. 7 yards straight right up the middle of the field for Spencer Carpenter. Nothing fancy about that. He was right in one man's clutches and just kept pushing through him. It's Fitzgerald who was tackling him.
Yeah, he didn't make him look like Fitzgerald. He was able to get a few extra yards on that one. You got to love the heart that Spencer Carpenter's been running with tonight. He looks like a man on a mission.
And Spencer got across midfield. It is going to be second and about 4 yards here for the Tigers. And Gleason still has the two wide receivers, Pominville on one side, DiLorenzo on the other. Yeah, but it's going to go to Carpenter again, and he sheds one tackle, gets brought down a little bit shy of the line of scrimmage. He was brought down by Joseph Viner, and it's going to be third and very short for the Tigers.
Tigers football is brought to you by Vermont Field Sports for all your sports hunting needs with a great selection of used guns, Route 7 in Middlebury.
Bobbinville switches sides of the field. There's one wide receiver. There are three running backs here. It is Kaufman and Deering in for the Tigers. Carpenter in as the fullback. It's Deering in motion. It's going to go to Deering with Spencer blocking for him. He runs right into the waiting arms of the tacklers. He is going to have a first down, though. Deering, he was able to get the forward motion, forward momentum before he was brought down. And Kevin LaMontagne brought him down. Nice 3-yard gain.
It's going to be first and 10 for Middlebury.
So far, Paul Deering has carried it three times for 13 yards. Tigers look over on this sideline. First and 10, the 43 of the Rice Green Knights. 4:30 left to go in the second quarter. The game is tied 7-7, Middlebury and Rice. Gleason under center for the Tigers, calling it out. Everybody's stationary, one wide receiver, three running backs. Carpenter takes the handoff off the middle, ends up in the hands of who else but Fitzgerald. And let me look. Jacob Messinio, but nice run by Carpenter. Picks up another six or so on that carry.
We're seeing this Middlebury team kind of settle down with the number of backs they've been running here. A lot more Spencer Carpenter heavy drive right now.
So far in this quarter, Spencer's carried it five times. No one else has carried it more than twice. And Gleason under center, Pominville on the right, three running backs. Tigers at the Rice 37. Gleason calls it out. He takes it. He hands it to Kaufman, coming from right to left. Trey tries to make a move over to that right side. It doesn't look like he's going to have the first down. He is going to get dropped at about the 35-yard line. It is going to be third and about two.
Ball just shy of the 35.
So right now, Tigers have been able to do work when they've had it third and short, but it is going to be third and two for the Tigers. Gleason under center. Deering moving from left to right. It's going to be a handoff to Carpenter. Carpenter got grabbed. Was it enough of a gain? I think he's going to have the first down, but we'll see.
Yeah, the spot here is kind of crucial where they give it to him at.
Oh, then what it kind of happened. Boy, this is going to be a tight one. They're going to have to call out the chain gang for this, I think.
Fourth and one.
They're not even going to bring out the chain gang. It's going to be fourth and one for the Tigers. Certainly, they've done some good work.
Okay.
I would expect to see maybe a Gleason quick jump here the way he's been doing all season long.
Timeout.
That was an interesting call there. The Tigers, the timeout was called on the field. A couple Tigers jumped off and bashed some people. But it looks like they're just going to let that go. It was good old-fashioned hijinks there.
Yeah, let it roll. No reason to kill this drive on something you don't even really know what happened on.
Sure. Why not? I like that. Let them play.
Let the boys play.
2:44 left to go in the second quarter. Middlebury Tigers and Rice tied 7-7. You know, just at the beginning of the second quarter, we said, or actually right after Fitzgerald had scored early in the second quarter, we said, well, there goes that low-scoring game we talked about. Well, you said, maybe we were right. 7-7 right now, right?
Yeah,
it is
exactly.
Lower-scoring game than maybe we would have thought here about 8 minutes ago, for sure.
Very slow drives, you know? I wouldn't even say that either team has been unproductive on offense. It's really just been long, slow drives, for the most part, resulting in not much.
Yeah, very fast game here in terms of real time. All right, it turned, but the slow drives kind of caused that, right? In between every play, there's a lot of talking, there's a lot of waiting, and the clock just ticks away. All right, Gleason under center, fourth and one for the Tigers on the 34 of the Rice Green Knights. Gleason has it, hands it to Carpenter, and picks it up for sure, churning forward. About everybody on the Rice team is on him, and he keeps moving forward. Tremendous gain. That ended up being about a 5-yard gain when it looked like he was only going to get one.
Yeah, at a turtle's pace, too. The whole team was in there. The pile just kept moving. Good job by the refs not blowing that one dead when there was more yards.
Crowd gives a great cheer there for Spencer and appreciating his effort. Certainly Spencer working very hard tonight. Still the crowd, I have to say, just a little aside here, pretty thin here for the Tigers tonight.
Fuller, but still thin.
Gleason under center, three running backs, and Pominville at the wide receiver. This time it's Kaufman coming from left to right. Nice hole on that right side. Able to get forward, busted up for a gain of about 11. Nice job by the right side of that offensive line. Fitzgerald, of course, with the tackle for Rice. That guy's everywhere.
Well, they moved their way inside the 20, getting in a scoring range right here. You hope that they can kind of keep with what's been working on this drive and what they did in that first drive of the game. A lot of times they panic in these situations, try and get the touchdown too fast. Just keep doing what they're doing.
And as the officials actually take a little time for measurement here to see whether or not Trey got the first down, looked, I thought he had pretty easily, but as they call it out, yeah, You know, for the Tigers, 2 minutes left to go. This would be a huge scoring opportunity. Tigers do not get the ball at the beginning of the second half, which we're fairly unused to. It seems like most of the time they do.
I'm not prepared for it.
But certainly, you know, if they are able to put themselves ahead by a touchdown here, even after that long Fitzgerald run, the fact that they haven't been quite as productive as they would want, you would have to feel good going into the second half leading by a touchdown. So we'd look for the Tigers to do that. They do end up actually a little bit short. I take it back. It is going to be still second in about half a yard. In a way, actually, I have a feeling that being second and one is actually a better position, right? Because then you have a couple downs with which to try to pick up some more yards as opposed to being first and 10. You know, you're really only gaining one down. You're gaining several tries with not that many yards to go. I think it's better to be second down here.
Yeah, you know, you want them to stay safe, but if there's ever a play to take a chance on, it's this one right here. You know, you can take a stab, still third and one.
And you can be conservative with it, right? If the window's not there for the pass or whatever, just hold it, throw it out of bounds, do something like that. So I agree with you. I think it could be an opportunity for the Tigers here. They move Pominville over to the left side. Tigers are set up on the right side hash mark at the 18-yard line of Rice. Tigers and Rice, of course, tied 7-7. 2 minutes left to go. First half. Tigers looking to score in the red zone here. Gleason under center. It's going to be kept by Gleason over the right side. Immediately brought down, though, by the left defensive end. Does have the first down, though. First down picked up by Gleason.
I was going to say, are we going to need the chain gang back out?
It was a close one. It looked certainly more close. It looked like he got brought at the right line of scrimmage. And then the ball ended up a little farther forward. Good for the Tigers. So it's going to be first and 10 from the 18. Again, we're calling the same yard line, even though that was a first down. Gleason is under center. This time, Pominville's to the right. Gleason has it. He keeps it himself towards that right side. Gets brought down pretty quickly here. He's getting pushed backwards by the defensive lineman there. Big number 77 all over his back. That was Marcus Roberge.
All right, Tigers football is brought to you by A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol. Sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified.
Tigers are going to be looking at 2nd and 8 from the 16 of the Green Knights. Still on the right side hash mark, 3 running backs. Gleason under center. Pominville split out on the left side. Gleason calls it out. He's got Coffin moving from left to right. Trey goes there. Gleason pulls it down. He's throwing it downfield. Very underthrown. Gets picked off at about the 4-yard line. And his man's still running with it. All the way up to about the 15. What was for the Tigers a tremendous opportunity turned into an interception by Alexander Bond. Doug DiLorenzo's on the ground. I think he's maybe just disgusted with what just happened. However, we do have another person down on the ground. We'll be back after this short message, 92.1 WVTK.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Now back to Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, Andrew Gleason rolled out. He looked downfield. He threw it. It was well underthrown for Doug DiLorenzo. Doug, who actually came off the field limping on that play, but that Doug was underthrown. Alexander Bond grabbed it at about the 2, returned it up to about the 15. That was about a 13-yard return by Alexander Bond. And now the Tigers, who were in scoring position looking to make something happen, instead with 38 seconds to go, tied 7-7. Rice has the ball on the 15. I would have to expect, if you're them, knowing you get the ball back, it's Jack Fitzgerald up the middle. See what you can do.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, on that throw over there, Doug DiLorenzo actually tried coming back on it and maybe had a chance, but he slipped and fell down as the ball was coming in. Of course, underthrown on it in that situation, but they had a chance to make that play.
And it is Deemer back in the quarterback position.
Rice takes the knee.
They're not going to decide to hold on to it for the second half. And going into the second half, tied 7-7, Middlebury Tigers and Rice Green Knights, week 7 of the season. It's high school football on 92.1 WV. Oh, I take that back. They're coming back to the line. They must just be going for a knee again. I was almost about to take it to halftime. And we are going to take it to halftime. They are done confusing me. It is halftime at 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
When making home improvements, consider your options carefully.
Excuse me? Hello? I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Hi.
Oh, finally. I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Well, you're in the plumbing department, so...
So you can't help me?
No.
Countryside Carpet and Paint is your hometown experts in paint, flooring, tile, and hardwood. Their advice is genuine, and they truly care about how your project comes together. Countryside Carpet and Paint in Middlebury.
Decorate the countryside away.
Fourth and Goal on Main Street in Middlebury has all your local team sports wear. Whether it's high school football, college hockey, soccer, lacrosse sticks, ice skates, and more. Fourth and Goal has it for everyone whose closest contact to the field, court, diamond, track, or pool is from the sidelines. Support your teams by wearing the same colors in the stands, just like the athletes do in the fields. Make it Fourth and Goal. They have everything for your rink, court, field, pool, and diamond, and has proudly supported our local team sports for over 33 years. Fourth and Goal, Main Street in Middlebury.
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk grade dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergennes and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
It's time to hit the big woods with a new Polaris from Dello Motorsports. The 2016 Polaris ProStar 570 Sportsman has an American-made engine and offers more usable power with a smoother ride and superior handling. Qualified buyers get rebates up to $1,000 on select Polaris 570s. The 2017 Ranger XP 1000 side-by-sides are in. Polaris ProStar Sportsman 570 and Ranger XP 1000s. Get yours while they last at Dello Motorsports. Dello Drive, Plattsburgh. Online and on Facebook.
You're listening to MUHS Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
It's like, what are they thinking there? Like, actually, what are they thinking?
And it's halftime here on 92.1 WVTK. The Middlebury Tigers are tied with the Rice Green Knights 7-7 at the seventh week of the season. Boy, you know, a game that could look very different than it looks right now. Alex, so far, what do you think?
I think the Tigers have looked well at stretches, and I think, and they keep getting in these, we've seen it all season, where they get down in these scoring situations inside the 20, their eyes get big, and they throw it downfield and maybe take a stab that they didn't really need to take. And we saw that at the end of the half with Gleason taking a shot earlier in the half. Gleason made an ill-advised throw on fourth down as well that didn't particularly go their way. So I think they played well. There's good takeaways for them. Good takeaways on both sides. I think Rice has played well in stretches. Obviously, Jack Fitzgerald has looked unreal.
Yeah, Jack Fitzgerald has really done all the work for Rice so far tonight. Of the plays tonight, Jack has done everything but two pass attempts. Not a ton of plays for the young man, but a nice rushing average, certainly bolstered by that 60-yard rumble where he was able to run for the touchdown. That was one where he just popped out. If you remember in the first half, I was calling that as though he was down. I was giving Skylar Devlin great credit for having brought him down. He pops out of the left side and absolutely just runs. You talked about his deceptive speed. He had two people really in front of him, angling him towards the sideline. Andrew Gleason and Pearson Beatty, both fast people. They were able to get a hand on him but couldn't do anything. He was able to run it in for the score.
Yeah, two of the faster guys on this team. You know, he's a big guy and he has long strides. So it looks like they're going to catch him, but you know, you look at the distance between Beatty and Gleason and him, and it's slowly widening. So the guy clearly has speed when he gets out in the flat. he doesn't get going fast, though. So that's why you got to be able to stop him in the backfield. They had a chance to make that tackle, and you got to take him out by the legs. We've been saying it all season with these bigger backs. They don't tackle right. They go towards the torso, and they let them move the pile, or they let him potentially break it off on a play that happened like that.
And so the mid-60-yard range for the Middlebury Tigers' main running back so far tonight, Spencer Carpenter, toting the rock, fairly well at different times. Certainly Spencer looking pretty good. The Tigers, though, somewhat inexplicably going away from what works at absolutely the worst times.
Yep. Yep, yeah, you really said it. You know, there's nothing more to say than that. They need to be smarter in those situations. You got 2 minutes on the clock. You got a number of downs to work with. I understand that you got a number of downs. Maybe you can take a stab, but no, you look at the past, and it just hasn't been working for them. Both of the losses that they've had this season, we've seen those mistakes numerous times. So it was clearly a topic of conversation over the week, being safer with the ball, and we saw it through most of that first half. We saw a lot of these drives very run-heavy, a lot of different reads in the backfield that was working great for them, but they just didn't stick with it when it mattered.
And what surprises me about that is that, you know, these Tiger coaches have been doing this for a very long time. And for a long time, Tiger football has been field position, has been win it in the trenches, has been that's your bread and butter, and that's what you're proud of. And they're doing it tonight. It's not like they need to get away from it. It's working. And yet at those last moments, you know, they decide to go for that, those kind of other plays, which when they're working can work. But we've seen all season long that as they get down to the end zone, that's when they make those turnovers. That's when they throw the interceptions. That's when things have gone wrong. So even the fumble last week that was returned against Essex, that was in the red zone.
Yep.
So goodness gracious, if you're going to be careful that Doug can hit a field goal, Doug's got a fine leg.
Oh, he does.
Why not save it? Even if you have to go for a field goal in some of these games, why do you get most aggressive and most loose with it in times when that's when you've been giving it over? It doesn't totally make sense. It doesn't go against the philosophy that I have gotten used to Dennis Smith playing with for my last 8 years.
Oh, and let's talk about that 6-yard flip that Gleason tried as well. He threw it to the outside. It was fumbled. Fortunately, they were able to pick it up and not have that be too much of a mistake. But that's pretty similar to that play we saw in that Essex game as well. Same sort of situation. You know, you're stopped right there. And I don't think that's what they drew up on that play. They really just kind of went for it, and it caught both guys off guard.
While you're listening to the Mike's Fuels Halftime Show on 92.1 WVTK, Mike's Fuels in Bridport, serving Addison County and parts of Rutland County, is your complete fuel dealer with a full line of fuels, including propane. Mike's Fuels also offers 24/7 emergency burner service. It's approaching the time for winter fuel programs. Give Mike's Fuels a call to discuss the program that fits your fuel needs. When it's time for fuel, call them at 758-3835 or 247-9500. Mike's Fuels on 22A in Bridport. We'll be right back with more Halftime Show here on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Getting an auto loan for a new or used car or truck is fast and easy at New England Federal Credit Union.
Hi, this is Mike with New England Federal Credit Union. If you're thinking about buying a new or used car or truck, call us today and get pre-qualified at 866-80-LOANS. Chances are you have a specific monthly payment in mind, and we can help you get the most car for your money while making sure your total payment is something you can afford. Financing with NEFQ is fast and easy. With our new DocuSign capability, you can sign the paperwork online. We can also deliver the loan check right to your workplace at no additional charge.
New England Federal Credit Union is the local, trusted choice for auto loans. Call 866-80-LOANS or apply online anytime at nefcu.com. New England Federal Credit Union. We're local, affordable, and on your side. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Adam at Broughton's Big Country Hardware in Bridport. With the biggest selection of Cub Cadet power equipment in the area, at Broughton's we carry the Cub Cadet models they won't show you at the big box store. Cub Cadet tractors, Cub Cadet zero turns, snow throwers. The Cub Cadet deals are on. Late season discounts, early bird specials, and with a parts, service, and warranty team, deal with the experts. Cub Cadet headquarters, hardware with a twist. Broughton's Big Country Hardware. It's the best time to buy a Cub Cadet. It's time to cut a deal at Broughton's, Route 22A, Bridport.
Is your car in need of repair? Do you need a tow or maybe just general maintenance? I'm Mike McGrath from Mike's Auto.
Here at Mike's, we do it all. We tow cars, we fix cars, we sell cars. We have storage and U-Haul. We have master ASC certified techs, and we guarantee all of our work. So if your car or truck vibrates, rattles, whines, knocks, or just plain leaks, give us a call or hit us online at mikesautomid.com. You can even like us on Facebook. And remember, if we can't fix it, it ain't broke.
There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in their very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your accounts, you'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. You'll like to business with them. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
The MUHS Tigers play here. WVTK, Port Henry, Vergennes, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. Now back to the field for more Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
And welcome back to the Mike's Fields Halftime Show on 92.1 WVTK, Port Henry. Within halftime, it's the Middlebury Tigers and the Rice Green Knights tied with a score of 7-7 here in week 7 of the season. We're happy to be joined by, last week we got Austin Danforth. This week we're able to get the other half of the coin there. Alex Abrami from the Burlington Free Press. First of all, Alex, thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
And quick thoughts on this first half here. Any things to point out that you'd like to bring up?
I'm not surprised with the score. I think we all thought it was going to be low scoring. Possessions at a minimum. I mean, there was four for Middlebury in the first half, technically four for Rice on that last kneel down there.
Yep.
So, and the difference right now is, you know, Rice broke up that big play, had that big play from Jack Fitzgerald to go 68 or 62 yards.
Yep.
And Mid's moving the ball on almost every possession, I think, except the second one maybe. And just the turnover, which has played them, as you probably well aware, all season long.
Right?
I mean, in their two losses, they've had eight turnovers, and many of them in the red zone. I was here for that game against Brett last month, and they had, well, how many did they have? Four in their
yeah,
red zone?
And absolutely. I actually thought, if that game, I thought I remember they have actually having five turnovers.
I thought they had
nine turnovers so far this year in those two losses.
That's
so,
right. Yeah, that's
yeah. Great. So it's absolutely tough spot. Those are the things that are killing them, and yet, you know, God, just play a little safer. But we brought you on here partially to hear about what else is going on. Great thing about being the Free Press, you cover statewide, especially up in Chittenden County. What are some interesting things our fans could be keeping track of here in the last few weeks of football or anything else that you think is kind of interesting in your world?
Well, you're going to see the team next week, and that's CVU. And they've been interesting because you don't know what you get out of them every year. They run that Veer option offense and under Mike Williams, and they graduated a lot of kids last year, but they have 70, 80 kids in the program. And they just keep, you know, cycling through, and they're doing well. And to me, they're pretty much a big surprise to be in the position to be a top three seed. And it starts with their defense. They get after it on defense. What was it against Essex? They blanked Essex. They gave up 52 to St. Jay in that big matchup. But that seems to be an anomaly for them, and they seem to be playing really well. They're up now, I think, 27-0 on Money Anthony at the half.
Now, so, you know, it seemed for a while as though there were a few teams right at the top and then a few at the bottom and not a lot in between. Now, with these last few weeks, is there a lot more parity than maybe we realized in Division 1?
There might be, yeah. I think it's the way Rice won last week. They're holding strong in this game with Middlebury. Colchester can be a team that can knock off anyone if things go their way. Brett, I think, is better than a 2-4 record. They're not playing like it. But, yeah, there's a few teams out there. I don't think, you know, you don't want to be the 8 or 7 seed most years, but maybe this year is, as we saw last week with Rice, there could be an upset in the playoffs in that 1-8-7-2 matchup.
Yeah, and it might even be a situation where travel really makes a difference. I mean, if you have to travel all the way down to Brattleboro, even if you're a higher seed, you're a 3 or something, you end up traveling all the way to Brattleboro, you get off the bus the wrong way, you might get whacked by Chick Chiquite. I mean, you know, really interesting things could happen coming up here near the end of the season. And, you know, anything else on the sporting agenda? Any other teams in other sports that you think have been jumping out to you a little bit?
This is kind of off the field, but with the Harwood incident earlier this week that claimed the lives of five teenagers from the Harwood community. Austin Danforth went to the first game on campus since the car crash that claimed the lives. And he has a story that's going to be in Sunday's paper, Sunday's Free Press. I read it before he came here. It's really good. It is very emotional. But Don Haddix, the Howard Boy soccer coach, had a lot of positive things to say and just put a lot of things in perspective. And I think it's a good story for anyone in the state to read on Sunday morning.
An incredible tragedy, just a bizarre, terrible situation for everyone involved. And certainly everyone here, our heart goes out to them. Hartwood's hosting a cross-country meet tomorrow. Right. Our players, our cross-country runners, were all wearing Hartwood colors today. They felt like it was going to be emotional. I kind of warned them almost, don't make it too emotional. Those Hartwood kids might be ready to do something a little different on a Saturday morning to think about that. But thank you very much, Alex. Sorry for the short visit, but we do have to get back to the second half. Alex Abrami, thanks for joining us.
Anytime.
We're going to be back for kickoff here at 92.1 WVTK.
Hi, this is Paul at Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. We carry a full line of compound bows, recurve bows, and crossbows from Parker, Bear Archery, PSE, 10-point, Barnett, and Excalibur. So come on into the shop and take advantage of our superior customer service to tune up your bow and get dialed in for what's shaping up to be a great deer season. Remember, always hunt smart and hunt safe.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
High school football is on 92.1 WVTK.
And we are back. It's the second half. Middlebury Tigers are kicking away to the Rice Green Knights. The score is 7-7. Jacob Bacherman is tying it up here for the Tigers. It's being taken at the 16-yard line by their Knights returner. Fitzgerald looking to work it on the right side. Knocks the man down. Nice stiff arm. Classic Fitzgerald fashion. He gains a corner, gets up to about the 40. Jack Fitzgerald really setting himself up, let's be honest, in great field position with that run, since it's going to be a heavy dose of Jack Fitzgerald here in the second half.
Man, he's scary anytime he gets the ball going downfield. I don't care if it's on offense or on a kick return. That guy, when he's in space, he can do whatever he wants out there.
He had 81 yards in the first half. Keep in mind, that's only on 8 carries. So he had a 10-yard per carry average in the first half.
Most of it all in that one run.
Most of all in the one. To be fair, the first run is another one was 10 yards. So there's 2 out of 8. So, and it is Deemer back in the thing. It's Fitzgerald working up the middle, finds a little hole on the right side, squirming around. 6 yard gain on the first on the run. What is this guy marking? All right, they move forward 5 yards.
We'll ignore that.
This is going to be second and about 4 yards here after the 6 yard gain by Fitzgerald up the middle.
Tigers football is brought to you by Monument Farms of Weybridge for your local fresh milk from their farm to your local store.
And his quarterback's dropping back. He's looking at a wide open man on the left side of the flat. Crosses the 40, 35 to the 30, 25, 20, down to the 15. Huge gain from the 46 of Rice down to the 15 of the Middlebury Tigers. That was a 39-yard gain.
Well, time and time again, we've seen this Middlebury defense do well in short yardage situations, but as soon as it comes to those bigger plays, it seems they can't stop teams from getting out into space and busting things off.
Did you get the number on that receiver? I have to admit,
I did not.
I think it was Alexander Bond. All right. That was a 39-yard run. Boy, Rice coming out howling here to start the second. It is Deemer back in. He's handing it to Fitzgerald on the right side. Kind of bobs and weaves, able to strip his hand. Turning towards the outside, gains the corner on Pommenville. And he runs in for a touchdown. Oh, what a tremendous run. He had 3 guys with him when he stretched out on the right side. They could not stay in front of him. That man is fast.
Well, you think the Tigers defense is going to have to make some sort of adjustments and start putting some guys out on the outside, because as soon as they get out to those corners, they're able to just turn it on them. This Middlebury defense isn't fast enough. Even with the speed of guys like Gleason and Beatty out there, they're not fast enough to catch Fitzgerald.
That was a 15-yard run by Fitzgerald. And he had to even, it looked like he might have, he stopped right at the line of scrimmage. He popped it outside. I thought he might have stutter stepped too early. Guess he knew what he was doing. And it is down, and the kick is up, and it is good. It's 14-7. Rice on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Getting an auto loan for a new or used car or truck is fast and easy at New England Federal Credit Union.
Hi, this is Mike with New England Federal Credit Union. If you're thinking about buying a new or used car or truck, call us today and get pre-qualified at 866-80-LOANS. Chances are you have a specific monthly payment in mind, and we can help you get the most car for your money while making sure your total payment is something you can afford. Financing with NEFQ is fast and easy. With our new DocuSign capability, you can sign the paperwork online. We can also deliver the loan check right to your workplace at no additional charge.
New England Federal Credit Union is the local, trusted choice for auto loans. Call 866-80-LOANS or apply online anytime at nefcu.com. New England Federal Credit Union. We're local, affordable, and on your side. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
A long kick return by Fitzgerald. A long pass from Deemer to Bond. And then a 15-yard run by Fitzgerald. Jack Fitzgerald again. And the Rice Green Knights are ahead of the Middlebury Tigers 14-7 early in the third quarter. It's the squib kick down to the Tigers, being taken at the 20-yard line, being taken by Pearson Beatty. He tries to work it up this right side, able to run by a couple men, but then gets brought down at the 36. Andrew Gleason and the gang need to come out and make something work. Down by 7 against Rice. It's been a very close game. In fact, I would say the Tigers have dominated in a certain fashion. However, a couple miscues here and there. Tigers are trailing by 7 here early in the third.
Yeah, it's only a number of plays that... Really, just a number of plays that Rice has even had significant gains on. They had two big ones there, and before this Middlebury defense even knew what happened, they had been scored on. So they're coming on in on offense right now, and they just need to keep chipping away and not feel like they need to get that touchdown back right away.
Gleason has one wide receiver and three. It's Carpenter busted up the middle, people hanging on to him. Nice gain there, like we've seen all night for Spencer Carpenter. Nothing fancy, but a five-yard gain.
Yeah, I think it's a result of them winning the battle on the line. That Spencer Carpenter has time and time again been able to find his hole.
Spencer Carpenter has 71 yards so far in this game. It is 2nd and 5 for the Tigers on their own 41 early in the third quarter. Gleason under center calling it out. He's got Coffin in motion from the right to the left, and Gleason keeps it himself, flings it out to Trey over on that side, but he gets brought down. That was a loss, actually, of 2. Excellent pursuit there by the linebacker for Rice.
Well, you want to say don't go to the air, but it's 3rd and 5 right now, and they got to make something happen. You know, they could pick it up with a run play, but that's a pretty hefty run to just assume that your guys can pick up.
One of the things they started doing a little bit last week was they had Gleason drop straight back to go into a throw as opposed to rolling out as they so often do. It'd be interesting to see if they try that if they throw. Gleason does this time, drops straight back. He's got a man wide open, intercepted at the 45. It's coming back. That's Jack Fitzgerald. That's the wrong man to be running it back. Fitzgerald running it back. He gets driven out by the Tigers at the 46. Rice ball. Jack Fitzgerald setting himself up once again.
Well, Fitzgerald is the whole team out there. He's doing everything for him. Defense, offense. He's really just been all over the place.
He is a beast tonight. No question, Jack Fitzgerald.
Again, underthrown by Gleason.
Yeah, though. Just really was absolutely underthrown. Fitzgerald just had to reach up and pull it in. So far, Andrew Gleason has thrown 3 times. He has been intercepted 2, and the other time could have been intercepted. The defensive back just dropped it. And it is Deemer with the ball. He's got Fitzgerald behind him, and this time he hands it off to his other fullback. Nice job finding a hole there. Let's get a number off that player. First time anyone else has run it. Nice 6-yard gain for number 25, I think, Greg Bolger.
We're starting to see a momentum shift here right now, for sure.
We absolutely are. And that was really not what the Tigers needed. Any sense of confidence they had must be pretty damaged by that play, for sure. And it is Deamer back in the shotgun. He's got a man moving from left to right. That's Bond. And this time Deamer hands it off to Fitzgerald. Big space for Fitzgerald on the right side. He's able to turn and pick up the first down. Tigers really unable to pursue him over to that side. 5-yard gain for the running back.
We're seeing Fitzgerald becoming more and more effective. Even though he was so effective in that first half, they're really running him to the outside, noticing an area of weakness on this Middlebury defense.
First and 10 on the 30.
90. Tigers football is brought to you by McIntyre Services of Middlebury on Court Street and Exchange Street in Middlebury, keeping friends warm for over 70 years.
109 yards on the ground for the running back tonight. And it's Deamer back. It's first and 10 for Rice. Deamer's going to go back and look to throw. He's got a man wide open on the left side. Man turns and picks it up from the 30 down to the 20. That is a 10-yard gain. By number 25. That is a first-yard down gain for Greg Bulger. And now Rice, for the first time tonight, really in this third quarter, has now turned to the air, and they're making something happen. Two passes, total of 49 yards. It's first down for the Green Knights on the 19, leading by a score of 14-7. 8 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Tigers need a stop here. Deamer's in the shotgun. He's got Fitzgerald back. He's going to drop back and look downfield again. Big hole for the running quarterback to look over. He's looking down. He's looking down. Getting pursued to the side by Coffin. Coffin brings him down for a 3-yard loss. Although that looks bad for Rice, maybe good to just kind of keep it and not do anything too crazy.
Yeah, it almost looked like he was going to get away there for a moment, but Kaufman was able to close the space out on that one and turn it into a negative possession. So good play by Kaufman, maybe putting a damper on this drive right now and helping Middlebury hopefully get this back in order.
It is going to be second and about 13 yards for the Green Knights here. 7:41 left to go in the third quarter. 14-7, Rice over Middlebury. There's a flag down on the field. My thought is inadvertent. Yeah, nothing appeared to happen on that play, and sure enough, nothing did. Inadvertent flag. It's going to be second down here for Rice.
Not a lot of penalties tonight, though. We really haven't seen too many of them. We've seen more inadvertent flags than actual penalties.
Yeah, you're actually right. That's true. Two inadvertent flags.
Of course I'm right.
I think we've had one penalty so far. I think there was a 5-yard penalty for movement on Tigers on defense. And now we have one wide receiver, one tight end, two running backs here. And up the middle goes the fullback. This time it's number 26, Kevin LaMontagne. And Kevin gets out back to about the original line of scrimmage. It's going to be third and 10 for Rice.
You know, you look at this Rice roster, and they got a lot of youth on it. You think going forward, I mean, obviously the loss of Fitzgerald is going to hurt them a lot next year. But they got a number of guys that are getting a lot of carries for them. A lot of their line is made up from guys who are just juniors. Their quarterback is a sophomore, so there's a lot of young talent on this team, and you got to think in the next couple years, this team's only going up and up.
You absolutely do, and certainly Deamer could throw it around a little bit. He's getting good space, though. Deamer has it. He hands it back to Fitzgerald, is being patient to try that left side, turns upfield. He's got one man, plows through it, and he gets driven out of bounds after a gain of about 4 or so. I think it's going to be a 4th and 6 here for Rice.
Well, good job by that Middlebury defense buckling down here. So far, no personnel change on the field, so it looks like the offense is indeed going to go for it and go for the throat.
Yeah, I think at this point, they're on the left hash mark. As you get closer, it becomes a tougher angle for the kicker. We haven't seen much of the kicker tonight either way, so why not go for it? Certainly 3rd and 6, 6:13 left to go in the third quarter. Rice leading by at one score. And it is the quarterback rolling right to his right. He's being pursued towards the right side. DiLorenzo on him. Sack by Doug DiLorenzo. Wow. Big sack there, about a 9-yard sack. It's going to be the Tigers football on the 28-yard line. Doug DiLorenzo also pursuing him across the field was Maverick Payne, last week's J.P. Carrera player of the game.
Well, that play was broken before it ever happened. That guy rolled out, and he had a number of guys pursuing him. It was just a matter of who was going to tackle him.
Yeah, well, the rollout was kind of an awkward one. He kind of went left and then right. It was a big round rollout, and that made it so it really took a while for it to develop. He never had an open man. Gleason gets away with that last interception. 1st and 10 from the Tigers 28. Tigers trailing by a touchdown. And it's Carpenter back to work up the middle. Gate of 5 on the first down plunge.
Tigers football is brought to you by Martin's Hardware, Bristol, and Middlebury, your locally owned True Value hardware store.
Viner and Company on the stop.
Tigers are looking over at the sideline here, getting it called in. 5:43 left to go in the third quarter. It is Rice leading Middlebury 14-7. Tigers are looking at 2nd and 6 from their own 32-yard line. Gleason has two tight ends standing, and he has 3 running backs. Gleason goes back, hands it up the middle to Carpenter, churning away. It's not going to be a first down. It's going to be a little short. It's going to be 3rd and about 1 here for the Tigers.
Lamonte on the stop.
Kevin Lamonte on the stop for the Rice Green Knights. Nice to see Doug in the game. He had hurt himself a little bit on that play where earlier interception at the end of the second half. Nice to see him able to pursue the quarterback on that last play. All right, it is Gleason under center. Gleason going back. He's handed it off to Paul Deering. Ran across. And nice first, picking up the first down to Deering. 5-yard gain on the third down run. It's going to be 1st and 10 for the Tigers from their own 43.
Well, hopefully that gets them a little confidence that they still have the ability to move the chains. Nothing's changed here. They really have not been able to stop these short yardage runs, even in these first couple Middlebury possessions in the second half.
But moving the chains on the ground has never been the problem tonight. It really is not. And yet, you would think it would have been. Considering the score, is Tigers have only scored 7 points. Gleason has the ball, hands it off. This time he keeps it. He's going to get brought down in the backfield. He was brought down by number 7, Matthew Rorden, who snuffed that out. It's going to be 2nd and 14 for the Tigers.
Calls a fumble there, too, from the crowd. A couple people were saying he did kind of bobble with the possession a little bit if he's got whipped around on that sack.
It is going to be 2nd and 13 here for the Tigers from their own 40. Right now, you'd have to think this position, they'd really like to make something happen. There are not many possessions in this game. Alex Abrami pointed out at halftime, really 4 for each team in the first half. This is the Tigers' 2nd possession of the half. They need to make something happen. Carpenter behind Gleason. Gleason goes back, and he hands it to Carpenter. Carpenter plunges into the line, gets stacked up there by a group of players, including Matthew Riordan. They're going to be back to about the original line of scrimmage, maybe a yard ahead. It's going to be 3rd and 9 here for the Middlebury Tigers at their own 45.
God, and you wonder what they're going to come out with on this play. You almost say don't put it in the air with Gleason with the type of night he's having. He's just got no confidence back there.
Yeah, you know, the way it's gone, I think you run it up the middle. I think you do, and I think if you punt it away, that's okay. It's only a 1-score game, right? It's a 1-possession game. You've got plenty of time. Why do anything too crazy? Gleason under center. He's got 3 wide receivers, though. He drops back. He is going to look downfield. He has Trey Kaufman open on that left side. Underthrows Trey, however. Gleason was running backwards, being pursued. He really, by far, never able to set his feet and just came up short of Trey. He had Trey. He just couldn't get it there. It is going to be 4th down for the Tigers. They are going to have to punt it away.
You know, I'm starting to see more and more why this Rice team was able to beat St. Johnsbury. Have you seen many mistakes from them tonight? Have you seen many penalties on them?
Absolutely right.
They're able to play this very grind-out style because they don't make errors. They're not fumbling it in their own end, giving Grubb great field position. Every drive the Middlebury's had, for the most part, they've been set up pretty far in their own end.
Oh, it's a great point. We really haven't seen those kind of mistakes. And here comes the punt. It's going down. It's called for a fair catch by Fitzgerald. And that is where Rice is going to take over again at the 26-yard line of their own end of the field. 2:56 left to go in the third quarter. It is Rice leading Middlebury by a score of 14-7. Hey, Coach. Coach Bob Ritter from Middlebury watching the game here from the upper corner. Middlebury 3-0 so far this season. Big game tomorrow down in Williamstown. All right, good things happening across the river. Quarterback Leibowitz throwing it all around the field there for the 3-0 Panthers. And we have Deemer back in the huddle. He hands it off to Fitzgerald. Nice job using a hole in the middle. Plunges forward for an 8-yard gain. And right now, Rice is making it work here with the ball back.
Tigers football is brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury with locations in Middlebury, Virgins, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, online at nbmvt.com.
And right now for the Tigers, certainly not many possessions in the offense. As the game's going along, not many positions for either team. And right now, this would be an important one to be able to hold Rice to not a lot of yards, kind of gains field position, but right now they just need to show they can stop them. Fitzgerald again, big hole up the middle, gets twisted out to see the man who had him, though. My guess it was Tyler Hutt. Nice job there to stop that run. It was Tyler Hutt. Excellent job. It looked like Fitzgerald was going to have a big hole. Hutt was able to use one arm and kind of hang on to him. Still, Fitzgerald was able to pick up a first down. It's going to be first down for Rice from their own 37.
You know, you almost don't even notice, but this quarter's almost gone. We got 2 minutes left here.
You're absolutely right. It really is. When we talk about how there aren't going to be many possessions, there really aren't. And each one is getting more and more important as time goes on. It is 2 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Rice leading 14-7. Rice with a first and 10 at their own 37. Deemer back in the shotgun with Fitzgerald behind him. One fullback protecting him. Fitzgerald again on that right side. Nice hole. Nothing fancy there. Just bashing forward. Getting about an 8-yard gain. There's no wiggle right now. He has wiggle. He doesn't need to use it right now.
Yeah, because he got power.
He's got power. Just using it.
Tigers football is brought to you by Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, making your buying experience a pleasant one. And the Deus Play School South, promoting lifelong learning in South in safe and caring environments. Route 7 in Ferrisburg.
And right now, Deemer back in the shotgun. Fitzgerald behind him, a fullback protecting him, two wide receivers. Fitzgerald again, just bashing forward. It's going to be a first down for number 10, and the clock is going to keep ticking away.
Yeah, as this Middlebury defense is starting to wear down more and more, we're starting to see Fitzgerald become more and more effective. It seems like what was 4-yard gains in the first half have turned into about 8-yard gains every time.
You know, and I don't want to go too far out on a limb here, but I think of all the running backs we've seen this year, if I have to give kind of the total package impact thing, I mean, Jaquite looked good. I feel like Fitzgerald actually has a different gear even than Jaquite. I've been impressed by him tonight. The combination of power, but also the speed has really been something. And if you have him, you might as well go back to him. This time it's only going to be a 3-yard gain for Fitzgerald.
Yeah, he really has looked so strong in this whole game. And it makes you wonder why this team hasn't had as much offensive success. Maybe it's a lack of other options other than him. You know, they really haven't done much other than that. But you think with a guy that's so dynamic back there that he'd be busting off a couple of touchdowns a game, and they haven't had more than 2 touchdowns in a game all season.
Well, it's 138 yards on the ground for him right now and 2 touchdowns. Standard setup, 2 running backs or 2 wide receivers, 1 fullback, and Fitzgerald, who gets it again. Nice job, high stepping, going to that right side, picks up 5 yards on that second down run.
I think one of the most impressive things about him, too, is his vision. The guy, it looked like that play was set up for him to go left. He was able to put a stutter step on and busted it outside. And when he gets out there, you know he's going to get a couple yards.
We're going to be back for the fourth quarter here on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
McIntyre Services in Middlebury has been serving Edison County residents for over 70 years, and the season is changing, and it's time now to think about heating oil. McIntyre Services has the fuel to keep you warm and burner service to keep that furnace running efficiently all winter long. McIntyre Services is also your local Sunoco dealer, and you can save big with the Sunoco Rewards Card. How does 5 cents off every single gallon at the pump sound? Start saving money now at their 2 locations, Exchange Street, Middlebury, and on Court Street, Middlebury. McIntyre Services of Middlebury, making friends warm for over 70 years.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
You're listening to MUHS Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, we've had one play here in the third quarter, or the beginning of the fourth quarter. There was a drop back by the quarterback, threw it long, passed incomplete. It is going to be 4th down and 6 for Rice from their own 46. They are going to punt it away. They're going to punt it away. Interesting. They could have gone either way, I think, with this decision.
They're certainly giving Middlebury opportunities to get this game back in hands.
They are, but I guess they're figuring they're going to pin him back here. And they're not going to do it like that. The snap was long. He holds on to it. What was he thinking? He just kicks it away right there. Everything's falling apart for them at the moment. Middlebury's going to get tremendous field position. It just fell back. He tried to kick punt it with people all over him. It dribbled off his foot. The Tigers have it from their own 46-yard line. Huge momentum swing. Can Middlebury do anything with it? This is the time to make something happen.
We talked about a lack of mistakes from Rice, and that was one right there. They're giving Middlebury a great field position right now, and they can feel confident that they can grind this down the field, still have time left on the clock if this possession doesn't go the way they want. So great opportunity here for Middlebury.
Great opportunity for Middlebury, trailing by seven for pretty much the fourth quarter, ready to left to go. Gleason hands it off to Coffin, coming from right to left. There's going to be about 1 yard gain on the play for Rice Green Knights, tackling Trey when he comes across, including number 20, Ryan Burns.
Tigers football is brought to you by Countryside Carpeting and Paint in Middlebury, your one-stop shop, flooring, paint, and window treatment. Stop in today and decorate the Countryside way.
Tigers, second and eight from their own 45. Gleason under center, one wide receiver off to the left, three in the backfield. It is going to be Kaufman again, coming right to left. Excellent hole sprung by the guy. Spencer Carpenter out in front of him, down to the 20, driven out at the 16-yard line. Great gain. That was a 30-yard gain for the Tigers.
Timely.
Great job by the left side of that line to make a great hole that Spencer Carpenter has done all night. Excellent lead blocking from the fullback, getting down there and making life difficult for the tacklers. And excellent run by Trey Kaufman. Andrew Gleason under center. He goes back with it. Go to Trey again on that left side. Why not? This time he's not going to gain much, though. Stacked up after a gain of about two. It is going to be second and about eight or so for the Tigers.
Tigers football is brought to you by Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundry Mat, 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury, and a drop-off location at Linda's Apparel in Virgins.
And the Tigers are going to be looking at second and seven from their own 15. 10:23 left to go in the fourth quarter, trailing Rice by a score of 7-14. Gleason under center. He has one wide receiver. Pavinville out on the left. He's got three running backs. And Gleason hands it off to Carpenter up the middle. There's going to be no gain on that play. It's going to be third and seven coming up for the Tigers.
Absolutely nowhere for Carpenter to go there. And I think they kind of saw that one coming. Carpenter's running nowhere but up the middle all night.
Okay, so this is the time where the Tigers have gone to the air. This is the time where things have gone crazy. Third and seven from their own 14. What can they do to have a different script here?
Yeah, you know, they might have to go to the air here. I would like to see something thrown to the outside, a safer throw, something that Gleason feels more comfortable than some sort of bomb over the middle or way to the outside corner.
Gleason under center, third and seven from their own 14, trailing by a touchdown. Gleason drops back. He hands it. He's rolling out. He throws it up in the air. Oh, goodness gracious, he's intercepted again in the end zone. This has been the story of the losses for this season for the Tigers. They get into the red zone, they throw it, and they get intercepted. So far tonight, Andrew Gleason has thrown the ball four times. He has been intercepted three times, and the other one was dropped.
And I just don't know why they continue to do it. I'm really speechless right now. The coaching staff sees this. They have to realize that this has not been working for them. This game, all season, when they get in these situations, they need to be smarter about how they deal with trying to get touchdowns. And throwing a lob pass to the outside corner is just not the way to do it. Not over someone as big as Bond is.
They just have to think of something different. I mean, you hate to, you know, we're Tigers through and through. You hate to be crude, but this is just, it's the same story. At this point, it's actually predictable. And Fitzgerald's just like, give me the ball back, guys. Let me run down some clock. Gain of 3 yards on the first down run by Jack Fitzgerald.
Devin and Hutt on the stop.
Jack Fitzgerald has now gone over 140 yards. He's actually at 144 with two touchdowns.
Yeah, it really seemed like they were going to get something there. You know, they're gifted field position. Kaufman was able to get a great play going down the outside. They had less than 10 yards to go, and that's what they draw up. It's just baffling.
Yes. All right, so it is Deamer back in the shotgun. He's got Fitzgerald. He's got two wide receivers and a fullback. And he's got Fitzgerald working over that left side, being pursued. Nice job there by Maverick Payne to come up and stuff him. He's going to drop him for a loss on that play. It's going to be 3rd and 10 here for the Green Knights. However, time is ticking. There's 8:23 left to go in the fourth quarter. Rice is still ahead, 14-7. It could easily be 28-14 at this point.
Yeah, you know, if Gleason was completing some of these passes, it could be 28-14 us. You know, we could be doing sure. great in this game. But, you know, they got to make something happen here. It's not too late. You're down 7. You got them pinned deep in their own end. They really haven't shown an ability to punt the ball well this game. So
no, they certainly have.
They have a great opportunity to, again, set themselves up for another possession here.
3rd and 9 for the Green Knights. We're going to get a timeout on the field. I assume that's going to be called by Rice, and it was. And we're going to stay here because it's going to be a quick timeout.
Tigers football is brought to you by Denneker Chevrolet, free Vermont state inspections for as long as you own the vehicle. Visit Denneker Chevrolet, RT7 Middlebury, Main Street, and Virgins. Chevy, find new roads.
Now, Alex, you have to think one real drawback of what has happened here is that right now when you get in a third, not even third and long, let's say a 3rd and 6 situation, not just Andrew is going to be a little afraid. Everybody on the team, you would have to expect, is a little bit shocked by this, right? They're going to be a little bit gun-shy. Downs that you would want a confident team to feel like, okay, 3rd and 5, we're not going to pick up all of them, but you have a reasonable expectation that you're going to pick up some of them.
Yep.
And right now for the Tigers, especially when they are in that goal to go or in the red zone situation, they just keep handing it over time and time again. Not just this game. Let's recount a very similar placement of the ball, very similar situation against Colchester here. Similar situations against Essex. And none of the team can feel confident in a play where reasonably a good team should feel confident a decent amount of the time. A little bit of a rant there. All right. And it is a run by Fitzgerald up the middle. Conservative play call there by Rice. It is going to be 4th and 10. Tigers are going to get this thing back for another try with 7:40 left to go in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, some of their final stats here. If they don't make something happen here, there's not going to be much time left on the clock for them to do anything. And the way they're playing this game, they need a lot of clock on their possessions. They're moving it really methodically. You know, back to what you were saying on those third downs. On 3rd and 5, I would rather have them run it, pick up 3, and run it again on 4th. That's safer than these throws that they're trying to make. I'd rather have it 4th down.
And this time, we didn't know whether they could punt it. They can punt it. That was an excellent punt, and then it gets dropped. Tigers do have good field position. It's going to be at the 46 of the Tigers. But that was a really nice punt to get out of bounds. It could have been starting on the Tigers' side of the field. That was about as good as Rice would have hoped, probably, on that play.
Yep, high and deep. Got it right to him. And by the time that ball landed in his arms, there was a guy right there. They're lucky that when that went through his arms, they didn't make a play on it.
It did. It did bobble. Pominville bobbled on the ground, was able to pick it up. Right now for the Tigers, trailing by 7, 14-7, with 7:04 left to go in the game. First down from their own 47. Gleason hands it to, he keeps it himself, tries that left side. Gain of about 2, brought down by a couple Rice players. That was Alexander Bond and Matthew Riordan on the tackle for the Green Knights. Gain of 2 for Andrew Gleason.
Tigers football is brought to you by Brown's Welding, 42 years of residential and commercial. They do steel fabrication plus crane, forklift, manlift, and rentals. 802-363-5619 in Bristol.
6:35 left on the clock for the Tigers, trailing by a touchdown. Gleason has 2 tight ends down. He's got 3 running backs. It's going to be movement. There was a flag coming out as they tried to hand it off to Paul Deering. I think it's going to be movement on the right side of the Tiger offensive line.
Can't have mistakes like that right now.
I think that's what we saw here. We'll see. The Tigers seem to believe it. They're walking back, so it's going to be 5 yards marked off against them. It's going to be 2nd and about 13 for the Tigers.
Now they're put in a position where they can't just do these little chip away plays. They need to make something happen here. Oh, boy, you put it in the air? With everything that's happened, do you do it?
I don't know. They've been effective with Carpenter and Kaufman running it up the middle. I think you got to kind of go with what you go with. Certainly, they look like they will. They've got two tight ends down along the line of scrimmage, extended offensive line. They have three running backs in the double wing in the backfield. And Carpenter with a nice hole up the middle. He doesn't quite pick up the first down, but gets close. He gets down to the 45. Excellent job by the interior of the offensive line to pick up that nice gain there. It's going to be third and one here for the Tigers. Much, much better at this point than third and six.
Oh boy, that might have been the fastest I've ever seen Carpenter take off. The second he got that ball, he was gone. And, you know, there was two guys in front of him. He hit them both simultaneously and took them with him. Two guys in front of him took them both with him.
96 yards so far on the night for Spencer Carpenter. Gleason under center. He's got Deering in motion. He hands it to Deering over the right side. Deering's got the first down. He's able to bust it up for a gain of 5 yards. This is what the Tigers needed. Clock is not on their side, though. 5:36 left to go in the fourth quarter. Tigers are trailing 14-7, but they are working their way down the field.
Yeah, you know, pretty soon you're going to start seeing this coaching staff use the timeouts that they've been saving so much. But you also don't want to take them out of this offensive flow. A couple great plays right there.
Tigers first and 10 on the Rice 43. Gleason comes back. He hands it off to Kaufman. Kaufman's going to get stopped behind the line of scrimmage. It's going to be a loss of three on that first down run. Right now, the Tigers are living dangerously, though. They are moving down the field. They are not gaining a lot of yards per play. Time's ticking away. 5 minutes left to go in the game, and they are living dangerously. One has to think, if they don't make something happen on this drive, this is probably the drive that you need to use. This is the drive you need to score on. This is one where you're going to have to use all four of your downs every time. Gleason under center, second and 14. And there's movement.
Oh, boy.
There's movement. One has to assume it's against the Tigers, given the speed with which that was called after the hike.
Yeah, the line's getting a little jumpy.
Sure enough. Oh, boy, this is getting tougher and tougher for the Tigers. Right now, they've taken a lot of time. They're under 5 minutes left to go, and they're facing a second and 20.
Yeah, they had a second and 13 on the one before. I thought that was hard for them to come back from. They got Kaufman dropped on that last play, and now a 5-yard penalty. It's pushing them pretty far back.
For Rice right now, this is a big play defensively. For the Tigers, this is a huge play offensively. Tigers really need to gain a bunch of yards with this play to set up a better third situation. It is second and 19 from midfield. Timeout taken by the Middlebury Tigers. So right now, just a little reset so you can understand what's happening. It is 4:22 left to go in the fourth quarter. Tigers are looking at a second and 19 from midfield. They are trailing by the score of 14-7. They've had many opportunities tonight. They have thrown three interceptions. They have really cost themselves in many cases. A drive that they were moving right now, they have, as you said, gotten jumpy. And right now, the wheels are kind of coming off the wagon.
Yeah, a number of penalties right now at a bad time. You know, they can't afford to be making mistakes like this right now. They cough this ball up, you can almost kiss it goodbye.
Yeah, so they're going to need to do something here. Now, here's where you would love to be able to go to the air, right? And so far, the Tigers right now have thrown the ball four times. They have three interceptions. The fourth one could have been an interception. It's possible the defensive back dropped it because they actually gained yardage by having him drop it. It was a fourth down play.
Well, they're at the point of having no other options. Gleason's going to have to put it in the air at some point.
And they have two wide receivers out there. Gleason is going to drop back and look downfield. He is just going to chuck it up. A little long, however. He had Trey Kaufman over on that right side. It is now going to be third and 19 for the Middlebury Tigers. Tigers right now through the air, 0-4-5 in the air. And Paul Deering is coming off the field. Pearson Beatty is going on the field for the Tigers. Third and 19, 4:15 left to go. Rice leading 14-7. Tigers in the last two games have scored a total so far of 7 points.
Yeah, not good. And that one they barely even got. It had to be done on a 1-yard run by Kaufman. Even snubbed a couple times on that goal line. So really struggling to find any offensive efficiency.
And it's Gleason under center with two wide receivers. Gleason's going back. He's rolling to his left. He's looking downfield, being pursued by a gang of Green Knights. He throws it up. He almost threw an interception right there. It fell at the feet of his receiver. Rice is celebrating. And that could have been dangerous. It is going to be 4th and 19 here for the Tigers. They are going to have to throw it long. He's going to have to throw something. Right now, you would have to think it's going to be a very safe defense here for Rice. They need just need to prevent the first down.
It looks like they actually might be punting it here.
I did not expect that, I have to admit. They are. Yeah, I'm wrong. They are going to punt it away. 4th and 19. I don't know that they're going to get it back. And as high, it is called for the fair catch. They're going to give it. So here's what happened. The man came up. It was called for a fair catch. Guy was right in his face. He dropped it. They covered it. I was under the impression that on a fair catch, you actually were allowed a little bit of space and not have the man literally standing right in front of you.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of stuff not get called tonight, and I've kind of liked it. The refs have let these
there
teams,
you go. Let them play.
Let them play. They've let them play for the most part. And, you know, it lets these two teams settle it. Everything's left between the lines.
And here they come. Coming up to the line of scrimmage are the Green Knights.
Tigers football is brought to you by Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, making your buying experience a pleasant one.
And so it's going to be 1st and 10 for the Green Knights from their own 17-yard line. And the quarterback gets it. He hands it to Fitzgerald up the middle. Just kind of powers forward for a gain of about 4. Tigers are going to need to start using their timeouts.
Yeah, it really stinks that they had to use one earlier on that what was it, a 2nd and 19 or 3rd and 19? They just saw something they didn't like, had to eat one of their timeouts, and you know that can really come back to affect you in a game where you're going to need all of them. It looks like
it is going to be 2nd and 7 for the Knights from their own 20, leading by a score of 14-7. 3:30 left to go in the game. It is Deemer back in the shotgun. He's got Fitzgerald behind him, 2 wide receivers, 1 fullback, and here comes the snap to Deemer. It's like he's frozen in time. Okay, here it comes. Deemer hands it off to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald trying the middle of the line, gaining a couple, but the Tigers coming in a game tackling. Looks like the Rice Green Knights are quite content to just kind of take easy plays and make the Tigers either use timeouts or eat the clock.
Yeah, I mean, when he was frozen in time there, he's certainly trying to eat the clock.
Wasn't it kind of frozen?
Oh,
it was a little weird,
he wasn't moving an inch. Not trying to get anyone offside.
Nothing.
As much as possible. Watching every second go.
That was actually really kind of interesting. All right. So here we go. 3rd and 4. This is not 3rd and 4. 3:04 left to go. 3rd and 6 here for the Green Knights. Big play for the Tigers. This is a play that really makes the rest of this game. The Tigers can hold them right here for 4 or for 5 or less. The Rice is going to have to punt away the Tigers. Tigers are going to get another chance and get this ball back. If they cannot hold them to this, they are looking at having one timeout and Rice continuing to run the ball down the field. This is a must stop of any play all season. This is a must stop for the Tigers. 3 wide receivers in for Rice, 1 fullback, and Fitzgerald in at the running back position. It's a toss out to Fitzgerald on the left side. Fitzgerald tries to cut upfield. It's Steeler Enzo in the game getting hold of him. It's not going to be a first down for the Green Knights. They gained a couple, but not enough. It's going to be 4th and 4. They're going to have to punt this thing away.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They punt this ball here. No chance you take a risk and try and pick up this first down, which would essentially close this game. You got to punt it here, and Middlebury's going to have a chance to do something.
The Tigers, however, have no timeouts, which means when they make something happen, they're going to have to get it to the side of the field. They're going to need to get out of bounds. 3 minutes in other places. 3 minutes. We had Coach Ritter here over on the left. 3 minutes in a college game, that's one thing. 3 minutes in a pro game, that's certainly one thing. 3 minutes in a high school game, when it's been the way it is tonight, that's not a ton of time.
Yeah, it's going to come down to who can organize themselves the fastest. It's hard on a defense as well when you're having to get right back to the line, not really enough time to communicate.
And right now it is punter, did an excellent job on his previous punt, is in. That's O'Brien. He's waiting for it. It's up. It's a little high, but he's able to get it. And another pretty nice punt, given that he's a high school kid, gets back to the 41. Fair caught by Pominville. Not the best field position for the Tigers, given the way they were. Tigers have one more chance here, down by 7, 2:48 left to go in the game.
They need a big play. They need something to go their way, something that's going to get some sort of momentum going downfield and put this defense on its heels.
And can the offensive line stay calm? That's just, they're not going to have a lot of time between plays. They're going to have to get set back up. They're going to be excited. They're going to be nervous. It's going to be imperative for them to stay calm. We can't have any more of those movement plays, that movement penalties that we had before. It is two wide receivers for the Tigers. It's a handoff to Carpenter up the middle. It is a gang of Grace Green Knights bringing him that down after a gain of 3.
Yeah, good little run there, but they're going to need more than that if they're going to make something happen here. Little yard gains are not going to do it for them.
Yeah, that was a good run in the first half. Not a good run now. Tigers right now, three wide receivers. Actually, they're going to go with three wide receivers, one running back, two running backs, and Gleason. Gleason has it. Gleason's rolling out to his left. He's looking downfield, pursued by you. Nice catch there by Pearson Beatty. Gets about to the sticks. That's going to be a first down on that throw. That's going to be an 8-yard pass, the first completion of the night by Andrew Gleason.
Little confidence builder for him there, right there. And most importantly, he got out of bounds and stopped the clock.
Nice play there by the Tigers, 2:16. That was almost a quarter. That was almost a third of the time they had, though. It was almost a full minute off the clock for the Tigers on those plays. Officials have taken a timeout for a measurement. That's good for the Tigers. They have a chance to talk a few things over, make sure they can work everything out here. With 2:16 left to go in the game, Middlebury's trailing by a score of 7-14. Rice has the 14. Middlebury, however, trying to work their way down the field and see if they can tie this thing up.
Yeah, not the best spot on the field from our angle right here. We have a pretty good angle on this. It looked like he picked it up with at least a yard or
more
on it.
Yeah, I thought it was well safe, actually.
So not the best spot on this one, but we'll see what they got here.
And the official in the way. First down for the Tigers. First and 10. They have crossed into the Rice side of the field. It is going to be first and 10 from the Rice 48.
Tigers football is brought to you by Broughton's Big Country Hardware, home of Broughton's Farm Supply, Route 22A in Bridport. BigCountryHardware.com.
Tigers right now have no timeouts, but they do have 2 minutes to go. They have three wide receivers in, four wide receivers in, and one running back, Spencer Carpenter, in the backfield. Trey Kaufman comes over from left to right, sets up as a receiver. Gleason rolling out to the right side, looking downfield, short completion over to Trey. Nice job by him. Gets out of bounds, gain of about 7. Safest play we've seen all night from the Tigers in the passing game.
Yeah, I like that. And that's what I've been saying for Gleason to do all game with his throws. Just get to the outside and make these little passes. He seems to like to do it when he rolls out. He feels more comfortable outside of the pocket when he's not watching all his sides and having to analyze things from so many different angles. He likes to be on the outside where you can just see the rush coming from one angle.
Second and 3 for the Tigers. Ball on the 41-yard line of the Green Knights. And it is Gleason. He's going to throw it out to the flat to Trey Kaufman. Trey gets a nice job getting towards the first down marker. Does get the first down. He's brought in with one hand by Matthew Riordan. But nice first down there by the Tigers.
Just when you think Gleason can't make a pass for his life tonight, he's strung together a quick 3 passes here.
And as you say, they are shorter passes, right? They're not chucks way down the field. Tigers now 3 wide receivers. Gleason this time hands it to Carpenter, absolutely gets stuffed in the line. That's going to be a gain. He does power forward for about 2 yards, but that's going to take some time off the clock.
Yeah, we're down to about 1:45 right now, not too much time to operate. But, you know, I'd like to see them to continue to go to the outside. This Rice defense hasn't seen much of that tonight, so they're a little off guard these first couple of times it's happened.
Second and 7 here for the Tigers. Gleason rolling out to his right. He's getting a man coming up in his face. He throws it downfield. And there were two Tigers ran into each other. It was DiLorenzo and Pominville. It was not a catch. I think if one of them had been there, he could have brought it in. Unfortunately, they ran into each other.
Yeah, DiLorenzo got out there, and he got a good spot on him. He got way deep, and he posted up and put the defender on his back. So he had a great opportunity to make a play on that ball. Fortunately, it stops the clock.
Third and 6 for Middlebury from the Rice 30. Minute 25 left to go. Tigers trailing by a touchdown. Gleason under center. He has four wide receivers and Carpenter in the backfield. Kaufman moving from left to right. And Gleason dropping back. He's got three wide receivers on the right side. He's also got pressure in his face. He throws it out, intercepted again. It's being returned. Oh, my goodness gracious. And once again, the turnovers are the story of the night. Four interceptions on the night for Andrew Gleason. That will basically be it.
On the interception, first and 10.
A lot for them to talk about here coming up in this game, you know.
And you have to say each interception is different. And this interception, sure, you're going down the field, you're trying to throw it around. This is a time where an interception may very well happen, and you say, okay. Those are the kind of situations that happen. How often do you watch a football game where a team's coming down, Philly quarterback's got to move in, but it's just you're so much asking of them at that moment to handle everything. It's a tough spot. This was a tough spot for Andrew.
Yes.
It was those previous situations where the Tigers could have taken the easier route. They chose the harder route. It came back to bonk them. They right now, I mean, I'm going to have to look at those other two games, but I believe in the Colchester game, of the five turnovers, I think three of them were interceptions. And then last week, two of the turnovers were interceptions. So you're talking about the three losses for the Tigers. In my recollection, you're talking nine interceptions and three losses. This just isn't working for the Tigers right now.
Now, you know, it's really one of the poor performances we've seen Gleason put together on a night when they didn't throw the ball that much. He had four picks. So it killed a number of drives for them tonight.
Right now, Rice is content just to kneel as the stands start to clear out here. 54 seconds left to go in the game. Rice is ahead by a score of 14-7. And they just are going to kneel away on it here. It is a snap to the quarterback, and he just kneels on it, does Richard Deemer. And right now, Rice is going to go to 3-4. Tigers are going to go to 4-3. And depending on how things shake out in other areas this weekend, Tigers could be dropping further in the QPR standings.
Yeah, you know, they got a hard game coming up next week. We'll get in and out of the post game, but not what they were looking for tonight. And they could potentially be coming into this playoffs on a really cold streak.
And Rice takes a knee for the third time.
12 pass attempts, 3 completions, 4 interceptions. Total number of yards passed for 22. And that's it. We'll be back with the postgame show and the J.P. Carrera Player of the Game. You've just listened to the Rice Green Knights defeat the Middlebury Tigers by a score of 14-7 on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
It's time to hit the big woods with a new Polaris from Della Motorsports. The 2016 Polaris ProStar 570 Sportsman has an American-made engine and offers more usable power with a smoother ride and superior handling. Qualified buyers get rebates up to $1,000 on select Polaris 570s. The 2017 Ranger XP 1000 side-by-sides are in. Polaris ProStar Sportsman 570 and Ranger XP 1000s. Get yours while they last at Della Motorsports. Della Drive, Plattsburgh. Online and on Facebook.
Look under your feet. That's concrete. And whether it's at home, on the farm, or in the workplace, concrete makes up foundations, sidewalks, barnyards. There are lots of uses for concrete in Addison County, but there's only one place to get it. J.P. Carrera & Sons. Their state-of-the-art plant, modern fleet of red, white, and blue trucks, and experienced drivers ensure the quality and efficient delivery of your concrete, crushed gravel, wash sand, and stone. Route 116 Middlebury, 388-6361. J.P. Carrera, the name in concrete.
Brown's Lift Rental and Crane Service. In business for over 40 years, Brown's has 4 cranes, 14 to 70 ton capacity with OSHA certified operators and riggers. 40, 60, and 80 foot man lifts. Telehandler lifts 6 to 10,000 pound capacity with or without operator. 2 new mini excavators, 6 and 12,000 pounds have been added to the fleet.
Give my Papa Craigie and his breakthrough a call. Brown's Lift Rental and Crane Service.
453-3351. That's 453-3351.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
This is where the Middlebury Tigers play. 92.1 WVTK.
You're listening to WVTK. I'm Alex Inescu. My co-host, Bjarke Sears, is out there getting our player of the game in a game where the Middlebury Tigers lost 14-7 against the Rice Green Knights. In the first quarter, the Tigers got going early in a 13-play drive. Carpenter was able to score on a one-yard touchdown run with 6:17 left in the first quarter to make it 7-0. That would be their only score in the game. In the second quarter, with 11:09 to go, Jack Fitzgerald has a 60-yard run, biggest play of the game, on a 3-play drive, which made it 7-7. Going to the half, no one was able to get anything going. In the third quarter, first drive of the game, Alexander Bond connected on a 39-yard pass, and Fitzgerald was able to punch it in on a 14-yard run to make it 14-7. That would hold on for the rest of the game. Gleason was picked off on the final drive of the game. He finished the game with 4 interceptions. Not a great night for him. Overall, you got to think that this is a pretty demoralizing one for the Middlebury Tigers in a game they really needed coming into the Champlain Valley game at the end of the season. Really going to hurt their playoff chances going forward. In a second, we will have Bjarke Sears up here with our player of the game. I'm Alex Inescu. You are listening to 92.1 WVTK.
Fourth and Goal in Middlebury is stocked with all the Middlebury swag, including tees, hats, and sweatshirts for fans and athletes from kids to adults. The selection is so huge, you can support a different Middlebury team each day of the week, from Tiger football to Panther hockey, soccer, cross country, field hockey, and basketball. Just about any sport. Support your team with their clothing at Fourth and Goal, Main Street in Middlebury. Everything for the rink, court, field, pool, and diamond. Fourth and Goal has your local sportswear, and they've been supporting our local sports teams for over 33 years.
Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk grade dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergennes and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile, when you join the team, Team Deniker.
It's Tom Deniker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Deniker Chevrolet. Visit us at Deniker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Deniker deals, and we make you smile. At Deniker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Deniker Vergennes, or DenikerChevrolet.com.
Deniker Chevrolet.
Fourth and Goal in Middlebury is stocked with all the Middlebury swag, including tees, hats, and sweatshirts for fans and athletes from kids to adults. The selection is so huge, you can support a different Middlebury team each day of the week, from Tiger football to Panther hockey, soccer, cross country, field hockey, and basketball. Just about any sport. Support your team with their clothing at Fourth and Goal, Main Street in Middlebury. Everything for the rink, court, field, pool, and diamond. Fourth and Goal has your local sportswear, and they've been supporting our local sports teams for over 33 years.
This is where the Middlebury Tigers play. 92.1 WVTK.
And we're back with the postgame show at 92.1 WVTK. You just listened to the Rice Green Knights defeat the Middlebury Tigers by a score of 14-7 in week 7 of the season. Tigers, of course, next week will be at home one last time in the regular season to take on the Redhawks of CVU. We're joined by this week's JP Carrera player of the game. I'm Yaro Pereira, and Yaro, first of all, welcome. But second of all, everyone at home should understand this is probably about as tough an interview as you could get. So thank you for coming up here and being willing to do this.
Yep.
So, Yaro, You're up here for a variety of reasons. It's been a good season for you guys. Really, we felt that today the middle of the offensive line just really did a spectacular job. Huge holes that Spencer Carpenter able to take advantage of those. He got, in my estimation, sometimes things get a little squirrely, but around 100 yards on the ground, and that's a great testament to him and to you guys. What were you saying that was making your guys' jobs work pretty well out there, out on the field?
I think Dennis has us do a great job of communicating, and they call good plays, and we can adjust when their defense adjusted every play. And we were able to make those correct adjustments to help Carp pound it up the middle.
Early on in the season, there was a tendency to get more yards, at least from our observations, off of the right side, which would blow up some holes. And then, you know, this game really seemed balanced. It seemed like you're able to really use the middle, but also getting to the outside and both sides. What accounts for the balance on your offensive line and everybody else?
I don't think one side of the offensive line is more dominant than the other. I think everyone on the offensive line has the abilities to dominate their position, and therefore we can run it either way or up the middle.
Yeah, and another thing we've seen is Spencer Carpenter's blocking as well. There were times where he was well downfield doing some nice lead blocking along the way. But those positive things being what they are, you also did just lose, you know, a second time in a row, and certainly some things for you guys to adjust. What were some adjustments that you made tonight that you thought worked, and maybe what's something that you could look forward to doing here in the future as you go down the road?
I think we definitely moved towards running it up the middle a bit more, but I think in doing that, we gave away the outside. We didn't try to put the ball there enough, I think, and by doing that, it was too easy for them to just stack the middle.
And kind of could keep working away there. And certainly on the other way, you guys ran into a pretty tough team. Jack Fitzgerald, the running back for Rice tonight, by my numbers had, actually I stopped doing the math at some point, but around 150 yards and two touchdowns. You know, what do you see on a guy like Fitzgerald? What makes him special out there on the field?
He has a great ability to do cutbacks. He's patient. When he finds the hole, he shoots up it, and when it gets clogged, he cuts back.
Well, who were some other players on your team you thought stood out tonight?
I thought Nick Beatty, Nate Warren, and Spencer Carpenter all did an amazing job.
Yeah, absolutely. And certainly those were all names we talked about. You know, Nate's been up here. Nick very well could have been, right? You all did a great job along the way. So certainly good jobs there by them. Looking forward to the season. Pretty big game next week against the Red Hawks.
Yes, it is. We're going to come back, bounce back, and play harder.
Yeah, and I'm sure a lot of tape watching and a lot of conversations with the coaches probably here in the next couple days. Film time on Sunday?
Yeah, I'm sure that'll be interesting for everyone. Some good talks with Dennis and Malcolm. It'll be good times.
Some good talks. That's what they're going to say at the end. They're going to go, good talk, coach. Good talk. Well, hey, sorry that we had to bring you in this way, but thank you for coming up and being the J.P. Carrera Player of the Game.
Thank you.
Just so you know how it works, you can only be at one time per season, so this is it. But we look forward to all the rest of the things you do out on the field, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Cool. Well, I'll hand it back over to Alex. We'll be right back with all the rest of the postgame. You're listening to Middlebury Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
For just what you need to get your weekend project done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack.
Well, these leaves aren't going to rake themselves. I better get to it.
Hey, Martin, it looks good. I'm going to get the leaf blower and help.
Oh, no, Kathleen, that's fine. I've got it.
No, really, Martin. I know you like to do things for yourself, but let me help.
Wait.
Oops, how did that happen?
Probably when you spun around in a circle. Seriously, I'm covered in leaves. It looks like I did nothing out here.
Well, if you use the leaf blower, you'll get it back into one pile in no time.
Ah, give that to me.
Martin, you have some leaves in your hair.
Come get all your fall needs from Martin's Hardware. Weather stripping to tighten your house up for the winter, rakes, and let's not forget the leaf blowers.
Or you could just ask Martin to come and rake. Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and on Route 7 in Middlebury.
Behind every project is a true value.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
If it's Tiger football, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. Now back to the field for more Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
And we're back with more postgame show on 92.1 WVTK, the home of the Middlebury Tigers. You just listened to Middlebury drop week 7 against the Rice Green Knights. Rice won by a score of 14-7. I don't think that score really tells the whole story of the game. It was a game that could have been substantially different had just a few things gone some other ways, Alex.
Yeah, you know, the way this game opened up, you thought Middlebury was on a mission. They came out, they scored right off the bat. They looked strong through the first half as well. They had a lot of good drives. Coming down the stretch, though, they weren't able to perform inside the red zone and on the right side of the field. You know, they threw away a number of balls tonight.
They did, and certainly, yeah, you know, the first drive, you thought it was going to be a completely different game than it ended up being. And for the Tigers, this has been the second week in a row of really a tough time against, a little bit tougher of an opponent. I mean, Rice's record going in, they had played close games. They had lost a very close game to BFA St. Albans. They had lost a very close game to Brattleboro. So there was, and they had blown out some other teams similarly to how the Tigers had blown out. So, and then, of course, it was that victory against, they didn't lose to Brattleboro. I got it wrong. They lost to CVU by only a 6-0 score. They also had some tremendous shutouts along the way. They shut out Mount Anthony completely. They shut out St. Johnsbury Academy last week. And that was really the game that let us know, whoa, this could be a little different. But that was hard to evaluate because, yes, you know, you did shut down St. Johnsbury Academy, which coming into that game, along with Hartford, I think most people in the state perceived as being the two strongest programs at the moment. But that's a one-week game. In the previous game, they had lost to Hartford 42-14. We didn't know what team we were getting. Tigers come out. They walk down the field. They score a touchdown. And you say, okay, I guess Rice is what we thought it was a couple weeks ago. And then everything just kind of flipped. And once it flipped, the Tigers didn't really lose traction. They kept moving the ball, but it was those mistakes that did end up costing them in the long run.
Yeah, all it takes is one mistake to kill a drive. You look at this Rice team, and you look at this Middlebury team, you see two teams going in opposite directions. Rice, every game it seems like they're finding themselves more and more. They become a very run-heavy team. The defense is clearly what their staple is. So they've been performing on that, and Middlebury's kind of falling apart. You know, Gleason was comfortable making throws in the first couple games. You know, he almost looked dynamic throwing the ball through the first couple games. You know, Mount Anthony, he was throwing it all around the field. Brattleboro, he made – or Bellas Free Anthony – Bellas Free Academy.
BFA said all
yeah,
this,
yeah, yeah, yeah. He played well against them, too. He made some very strong throws. So, and then he comes in this game, and it looks like the Middlebury coaching staff is doing everything possible to not let him put the ball in the air. They didn't put it in the air unless they absolutely had to last resort. And, you know, as a quarterback, that doesn't put any confidence in a guy struggling with his confidence that the only time you're allowed to put the ball in the air is when we have zero other option. So it doesn't make for a very winning environment.
Well, to be fair, there was a point in the fourth quarter where they turned to things to make him successful. They had three straight completions, an 8-yarder, a 7-yarder, and a 7-yarder, where they were throwing it out in the flat to Trey Coffin, making some things, different things happen. And at that point, you had this feeling that they could see where the way to get him successful was. This idea of having him roll out and then chuck it 30 yards down the field, that's a tough spot to be in. It's a tough spot for anyone to be in. It hasn't worked out well. He had 12 attempts tonight. He had three completions out of those 12 attempts, and he did have the four interceptions. So I think it's a matter when you throw it, putting him in those positions to be successful, probably to build that confidence up with everything else. On the ground, though, really good things for the Tigers. Around 100 yards on the ground for Spencer Carpenter. He ran to like a whirling dervish. A nice job by Trey Kaufman as well. Other guys got spot starts and did excellent or spots in it and did an excellent job. So there's a lot of capacity there for the Tigers. They just need to avoid those mistakes that are really killing them. Anywhere where you commit that many turnovers in a game, unless you just have the most explosive offense in the world, you're simply not going to win that game.
Yeah, you know, and it doesn't get any easier for them, too. You know, they got Champlain Valley coming up, and that's a team that's very defensive-minded, too, so it's going to be another tough night for them. The game plan needs to be what it was tonight, how they came out in the beginning. They need to stick to their guns, know what works, and really just never break that mold of just running the ball. Run it till you're out of downs, you know?
And we get CVU next week. CVU is going to come in with a record of, well, we'll see, but it'll be either 6-1 or 5-2. They do play Mount Anthony this week. I hate to be, you know, that guy, but I would expect CVU to come in with a record of 6-1, but anything can happen. But they're playing suffocating defense in many cases. They had two shutouts along the way so far this year. They're ranked third in the QPR. It's going to be a tough one for Middlebury. It's going to be one where fans are going to have to come out and be pumped. The team's just going to have to go out and say, hey, you know, we're just going to make things happen. Tonight's loss isn't going to cost Middlebury a lot in the QPR standings. They're not going to gain anywhere. They could get vaulted by Rutland, but based on what I'm looking at here, I don't think anyone behind them is going to pass them yet. However, if Middlebury falls next week to CVU, and if some of those other teams keep winning, if a Rice keeps winning, if a Brattleboro manages to string things together, you know, it'll be if a St. Albans potentially, depending on what happens. You know, the Tigers do have a chance to drop farther down in that QPR. I don't think they want to start out the playoffs having to get on a bus, drive 3 hours to St. Johnsbury to play the Hilltoppers, or even an hour and a half to go play against the Hartford Hurricanes. So I think it really is going to be important for the Tigers. I guess it's obvious to say, but really, really important for them to take care of business next Friday.
Yeah, I mean, you thought it was important today. It's crucial tomorrow. If they got one of those teams on the road reeling after three straight losses, you can't see a scenario where they win. It's hard to say, but you really can't. You know, against one of those top three teams, against Hartford, St. Johnsbury, or CVU, it's going to be a tough game for them.
It's going to be. So it's going to make next weekend. And of course, you could win. It's football. Any given Friday, any given Saturday, depending on which team they're playing, things can happen. But right now for the Tigers, I think they need to find themselves. They need to look deep. They need to figure out who they are, who they're going to be here for the rest of the season. A lot of things are working, but the whole package is not together right now, and it's just costing them. They have some really good things happening, but they need to maximize those good things. They need to minimize the net bad things and really figure out how to be the best team they could possibly be. I have great faith in this coaching staff. I have great faith in these players. I think that they need to have that, hopefully, and I think they will have that faith in themselves. Well, join us next Friday. Listen to the Middlebury Tigers take on the aforementioned CVU Redhawks here at Doc Collins Field. Game time will be 7 o'clock. We'll come on with the pregame at 6:30 on 92.1 WVTK. For my partner Alex Nescu, for Jim Ty back in the studio, for everyone involved in 92.1 WVTK, we thank you for joining us. You've just listened to the Rice Green Knights defeat the Middlebury Tigers 14-7 on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network. Have a great week.
You've been listening to MUHS Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK. Tiger Football all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together. 1CU.org, 7 Green Street in Virgins. Mike's Auto and Towing. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. See them online at mikesautomid.com. That's Mike's Auto, M-I-D-D.com. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Mike's Fuels, for all your home, business, and agricultural needs, Route 22A in Bridgeport. Vermont Field Sports, don't let that big one get away. We'll help you hook them or bag them, Route 7 in Middlebury. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge, join the movement and support local farms. McIntyre Services of Middlebury, on Court Street and Exchange Street in Middlebury, keeping friends warm for over 70 years. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your True Value hardware store. The National Bank of Middlebury, with locations in Middlebury, Virgins, Brandon, Bristol, and Hinesburg, online at mbmvt.com. LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Broughton's Big Country Hardware, home of Broughton's Farm Supply, Route 22A in Bridgeport. BigCountryHardware.com. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. Nadu's Play School South, promoting lifelong learning in a safe and caring environment. Route 7 in Ferrisburg. Countryside Carpet and Paint in Middlebury, your one-stop shop for flooring, paint, and window treatments. Stop in today and decorate the countryside way. Desabre's Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, 1232 Exchange Street in Middlebury, and with a drop-off location at Linda's Apparel in Virgins. Denneker Chevrolet, free Vermont State inspections for as long as you own your vehicle. Main Street Virgins and Route 7 Middlebury. Chevy, find new roads. Brown's Welding, Steel Fabrication, plus Crane, Forklift, and Manlift Rentals. Call 363-5619 or visit brownswelding.com. Autumn Gold Jewelry, they have the Earth's most beautiful gifts. Main Street in Middlebury. And J.P. Carrera & Sons Concrete, always ready to mix, and they guarantee a solid finish. Call them at 388-6363.
For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.